participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Can't stop the rock. Stop on the rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids. I'm sure you know the answer already. Who predicted the snowstorm that never showed up? There he is, right over here.
Yeah, it may still come. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Blizzard of 02 and all the ships at sea, providing more comedy in their left channel than most shows do in sparkling stereo. It's Don Geronimo and Mike Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday.
Monday!
Jan 7.
I am.
And here's your phone numbers for instant access to the show from anywhere in America. Call this number, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, call 202-432-1067.
Into the groove.
New York, where we are today. The WNEW land, call 877-692-1027. Let me say hello to Snow Bunny Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Now, I know those of you out there who live vicariously through us and our traveling schedule.
Yes, our ever-changing traveling schedule.
I'm sure you're wondering, although, you know, we try to make it smooth and seamless so you never actually know where we're doing the show from.
Yes, we'd like to make it completely irrelevant, but we'd have to be tight-lipped to do that, and we're never tight-lipped.
No. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that the idiots here at the station have told us is that
right.
What you should do is not make a point of saying if you're broadcasting on one day from New York and the one day from D.C., just do the show.
Well, we take a lot of time getting up here to New York City, and we like people to know where we are.
Right. So we're here today, and we're here a day early, and I'll tell you why we're here a day early.
We're over here now.
We're here a day early because, well, there's two people to blame. One of the people to blame would be me.
Because you panicked.
Well, no, because I bought into the panic.
Yeah, you did.
I take accountability for that.
I didn't disagree with you.
I don't know what the forecast was like in New York for the week. I know when I got up here that they were predicting 2 to 3 inches of snow in the city when I arrived early yesterday morning.
Yeah, it was an ever-changing forecast like they're often wont to do.
Oh, yeah. But the main thrust of anger at the beginning of this show is once again going to be towards the TV weather people in D.C.
In Washington, D.C., where the pattern continues, the pattern of complete and utter incompetence predicting the weather. They don't know how,
now,
and they don't admit it.
I don't know, where was that news story, Buzz, where they gave the guy 6 months in jail for screwing up the weather?
Yeah, it was in Rio.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do that? You know, yeah. when they say we're going to get 4 to 8 inches of snow and we get a dusting?
Here's or in some cases, no snow at all.
Yeah, well, right. I'm further west than any of you guys. And, you know, I talked to my wife this morning where the roads were wet. That was it. That's all the problems we had.
Here's the deal. Now, first off, you got to understand that D.C., God bless D.C., but the city in America that is at least equipped to deal with snow emergencies. And now I'm finally realizing that it's not our fault, not the people who've lived in D.C. all of our lives. It is the way that we are manipulated by the TV guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay? We are completely manipulated. They make ratings hay for this. I think it's
now
a conspiracy.
I want to take you back on the timeline on this.
Okay.
Starting a week ago today, starting last Monday.
Yeah, they were making noise about the two storms that we were going to get. The one that they, you know, they were confident that the first one, they were kind of accurate on that one where they said, hey, we're really not going to get much of anything, but wait till Sunday.
Right. So the first storm comes up Tuesday.
Dicks.
The first storm comes up Tuesday, and it misses the East Coast, and you guys listening to us down in the Carolinas and down in Georgia and down that way, Louisiana, you know, you got socked with all the snow.
Then what you heard on the tail end of those forecasts was, and we have another chance for perhaps more significant snowfall on Sunday. This is when didn't we have someone call us last year and say that the ability to forecast anything that far ahead, is completely
impossible.
It's impossible.
Beyond
3 days.
So if you want to be honest with your viewers, what you would do is just say, listen, there's a storm coming up, and frankly, we don't know. But what they want to do is, and they say this, they say all week long last week, now Sunday, significant snow. They cover their asses by saying, we don't know exactly how much.
Yeah, a chance of significant snow on Sunday.
But we can tell you that we are going to get our first snowfall of the season on Sunday. Then you go to the 7 day, where they've got the little smiley sunnies.
Right.
They got the sun that's smiling in the clouds.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to Sunday, they've got big, monstrous snowflakes coming down.
Right, and they're getting the hype machine ready, and they start dialing you up a little bit.
So here's the deal. So, Friday, we get done with the show on Friday, and they got the panic, at least in D.C., they got it going, saying, this is going to be it. They've got the stories on the news about how Home Depot is sold out of snow shovels, and people are lining up in the grocery stores. I ignore it. It's not until Saturday morning. I get up Saturday morning, and I turn on, and I'm going to call this bastard out, Clay Matthews.
Matthews sucks.
Clay Matthews, you can eat all of my D.
He's an SE broadcaster.
Okay, I'm watching Channel 4, News Channel 4.
That's your first mistake.
And the guy says, like what, I'm going to get a better one on 7?
Yes.
I'm going to get a better one with Doug Hill?
I think the worst forecast come out of Doublespeak Bob Ryan and the whole crew over there at Channel. I'm going to single one out. Good. I'm going to single the NBC affiliate in Washington, D.C. is the worst. And you know what happens? They all go home on the weekend and they leave old Clay in there.
Although, let me just say this also about Channel 7 in New York as I watched their coverage yesterday. They're pretty good at covering their asses, too, that what's his name? It's something. Is it Stan Champion or Steve? I mean, the gayest name.
I watch the NBC affiliate up here almost exclusively, and they weren't nearly as inaccurate as the other ones.
Here's what they did on Channel 7 here in New York to cover their ass. Because all day yesterday, they're running a crawl at the bottom of the screen.
Right.
Saying, you know, in the western suburbs, 7 to 8 inches of snow. Here in the city, 2 to 3 inches of snow. Winter weather advisory, all this other stuff. What they did then to cover their ass was they sent a camera up to Albany where they got a foot of snow. So they got some douchebag in Albany going, you know, as if to validate.
Sure.
Sam Champion or whatever the dumbass's name is.
Exactly.
The forecast to say, listen, it snowed somewhere.
There's proof.
It didn't snow here in the city, but it snowed somewhere. So anyway, I get up Saturday morning, and it's gone from just the hoopla to we might get snow to where they're actually showing on the map, they're saying there is a winter storm warning coming up the East Coast. Now, right now, D.C., New York, Philly, Baltimore, Boston, that's a winter storm watch.
Right, exactly.
But we fully expect that we are going to be so close to the line that at the minimum, and I saw the map on Channel 4 Saturday morning. I saw the map where the guy had the D.C., Baltimore, Philly corridor at least 6 inches of snow.
Right.
At least 6 inches of snow.
Absolutely.
And he's saying that that's his worst case, you know, it's like the best case of a worst case scenario.
Yeah, and that's when you that's when you started crying and went into a complete panic mode.
No, I didn't. I didn't cry.
I'm kidding. I didn't cry.
I thought I handled it like a man.
I got a call from a teary Don Geronimo.
No, it was Saturday morning.
Like the man that I am,
I called and I said, you know what I think? I think.
You know what you really were?
We got to get up there early.
I say this to you. You went into General Schwarzkopf mode. You mobilized all of us troops. You were at the nerve center. You were making the phone calls. You made it happen. You called your chief lieutenant in charge.
So we got everybody up here, and we all get to New York yesterday, and...
There's nothing.
I mean, when I woke up this morning...
It's raining in Washington.
The streets are dry.
Yeah.
Now, as we speak now, it is snowing...
Not anymore.
It stopped snowing in Manhattan?
Yeah, just a few flakes.
For now.
And I hear that it's...
Rob says for now.
And I hear that it's snowing a little bit in D.C., but even this morning, when I'm watching... And I wish I knew the guy's name on Channel 7 who does the cut-ins during Good Morning America. This guy won't give it up.
Right.
Screwed up the forecast. Said last night we were going to get 3 inches of snow in New York. We get nothing. He comes on today and he says, okay, now that storm misses. But I want to just tell you, there is still a chance of more snow
right here
in the metropolitan area today.
Yeah, and it's just ridiculous. They're wishing it to happen.
Oh,
and, they know. I really do believe that there is some think tank in these television stations that says you've got to hype this snow, and you, no matter what the forecast is, if there's a chance of snow, you get on and you hype it because everybody's going to watch. Everybody's going to tune
in. Yeah, and obviously it works because I'm the chief lemming that watch. and finally, after saying it's not going to happen, Saturday morning I see winter storm warning, winter storm advisory. I think, you know what? We better get the hell out of Dodge.
That's right.
So we get up here last night, and now it sure did rain a lot.
Yeah, it rained a lot.
It rained an awful lot.
The rain was troublesome.
But that's about it.
That was it. And you know, and down in D.C., even in the western suburbs where they were saying 4 to 8 inches of snow, nothing really to speak of. And, you know, I guess if you go far enough north, you can find some significant snow.
Well, I saw yesterday when I was watching the highlights of the football games. Just let me say that all of the weather forecasters in D.C. and New York, they got the weather right if you live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right.
Because I saw during the Steelers game...
Snowing like hell.
It was snowing like crazy.
Well, that's where it snows, in Pittsburgh. You know, I mean, where we are, it doesn't... They desperately want us to get snow, but we don't get it. And it's ridiculous.
It's time to hold the asswipes accountable.
That's well, right. I tell you, I said this to you when I was talking to you either Saturday morning or I think I was talking to you last night, where what I want to do is I'm really going to do this. I'm going to keep a log from now on. I'm going to write down the advanced forecast. If they do a 4-day or a 5-day forecast where they're calling for snow, I am going to write down exactly what they say. And I'm going to track it. I'll just do it for one. I'd like to do it for the Channel 4 station.
For the news, for the Channel 4 storm team?
I'd like to do it for Tom Dink Curine.
Oh, please refer to him as his disc jockey name.
Burger Jeff.
Because I used to know Tom Curine when he was a disc jockey at WVBF in Boston when he was Burger Jeff.
It'll be difficult to write down what Bob Ryan says because he speaks in those double-speak sentence fragments where he covers his ass. He does that, and I've said to you, this man is evil. This man is evil personified. He speaks, if you watch his weather forecast, really listen to the words sometime, and you'll see he speaks in sentences like this. Well, it looks like a low pressure system is moving up the coast. I'm not sure whether we're going to, you know, better get ready because it's going to be something. I'm not sure if snow, sunny.
You know what his new name is? Bob Lyon.
Bob Lyon.
Bob Lyon, not Bob Ryan. Bob Lyon.
Bob Lyon.
Bob Lyon. Oh, and it's a pisser. Hello, Ryan, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Guys, I don't know how you're doing it over Manhattan, but I'm here in Union, New Jersey, and we are absolutely buried in what appears to be a trace amount of snow.
Let me ask you something.
We're buried in a trace amount of snow.
Ryan, listen, we didn't get into the tri-state area until last night, but were they working you guys into a frenzy like they were working us into a frenzy in D.C. saying
well,
this?
Here's the thing. You turn on Channel 4, and, you know, we have the Al Roker-type guys over here telling us that we're going to get ice, slush, a mix. There could be icing on the roads. They have the plows out. They did, you know, in the beginning of the 6 o'clock broadcast, you get the first 15 minutes worth of, quote unquote, storm coverage.
Right.
And, you know, they have Bloomberg standing at the, wherever they have all the plows and all the right. saws, and he's going over with standard. The guys.
They do. See, they do the same thing up here.
Yeah. You know, the worst job, I think, in television, the way to find out your place on the food chain, if you're a reporter.
Your weakest link.
If you suck, you're the next to be fired. If you're the person standing by the big giant mounds of salt.
Right. I was driving into D.C. yesterday, and on the side of the road, I was telling you this, every 4 miles were three giant salt-filled trucks yeah. waiting for the storm. So this isn't just getting people hyped up. This is serious money that's spent to bring these guys in, and I say take it out of the weatherman's pocket.
Amen. When I got to right. FedEx Field yesterday at 11 a.m., you know, the parking lots are virtually empty. They're salting the parking lots.
Jesus.
This hasn't even started to rain yet.
Right.
You're salting the lot.
Guys, I gotta go get the snowblower out of the garage. Crazy. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
You know,
yeah.
that is the line,
good luck
though.
Digging out.
You know, that is the line. Out here in Union, New Jersey, buried in a trace amount of snow.
Let's go to, who's this? Steve Buddy.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's
Hi.
Going on, buddy?
Hi, my friend.
First time caller. Love the show.
Thanks.
The Bluegrass area. Man, these weather forecasters are retarded.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is the only job, and I'm serious, it's the only job that you can predict incorrectly, and you won't get fired.
Yeah. And we're not right, talking about right. once or twice. They do it
all the time.
Exactly. I was out at FedEx Field yesterday, and it looked like we had about 20 inches of snow expected. There was all this salt on the parking lot.
Yeah, they were all getting ready because people listen to them, and they, you know, they mobilize all their cleanup crews, and they get out there, and they do this stuff, and they don't need to.
That's exactly right. Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
I was a former newscaster as well, but let me ask you a question. Do you think that grocery stores and weather people have this little tidbit to how to make money for the grocery
sure.
store?
It's, yeah, it's a mass conspiracy. Everybody's involved.
Any conspiracy theory that you have, I am buying into it.
Yeah.
Evil.
And the other thing that I think we should take credit for, and this is a D.C. phenomenon,
yeah.
but the slogan, the catchphrase, bread, milk, toilet paper.
Right.
I'm telling you, that is something that originated on our old morning show,
right,
15 years ago,
right,
when we would go
BMTP,
we would play the crazy horns going off, and we'd say it's BMTP time,
right.
It's time to go to the store to get your bread, your milk, your toilet paper. Every time they predict snow, and it never happens.
Yeah.
Now it's become a regular staple on the news, where you even see the anchor people talking about.
Like the only thing human beings can do in snow is to sit on the toilet with a glass of milk, dipping their bread in it.
Well,
you know what I mean. That's all you can do is eat bread, drink milk, and ass.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
I hate it. But I wish we just would get credit. That's one thing that we did originate on this show. Was
you think we invented that?
I think we.
I know you're going on the theory, if we go back far enough, that we will be the originators of
this. I think that we're the ones that actually made.
I think we originated, just to clarify, I think we originated BMTP.
But
we turned bread and milk into BM.
No, I think that bread, milk, toilet paper, I'm telling you, any of our old-time listeners from D.C., you call us and tell us if before we started.
We're going to get credit for bread, milk, and toilet paper?
I as you not.
Really?
That's ours.
Really?
That is ours.
I mean, it was years ago, so maybe you're right.
I know it.
So before that, what were they talking about? Maybe snow shovels?
They would say, yeah, get your supplies.
Snow shovels and Pop-Tarts or what?
No, they said get your rock salt.
Right.
Get your, in case you get caught in a snowdrift, get kitty litter.
You know what really, if we're talking about sundries that people need, cigarettes and whiskey.
There you go.
That'll get you through a storm.
That'll get you through a storm.
Hello, Chris, Don and Mike show. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
And not to mention all the kids like my kid, who is just a pain in the ass, because all day yesterday he's positive that he's not going to have snow.
Right.
He's not
going
to have school.
Right.
But because even though I'm saying to him, you know, there's a chance, there's a possibility that it's not going to snow, he's positive
right.
that it is
going to
snow.
And you know what? The cruelty, I speak for all these students in the area, the cruelty of the forecasters getting their hopes up that they, you know, I remember snow days during the winter. That was the greatest moment of my life, when I would get up in the morning, listen to the radio, and hear that school was canceled. It was
like
absolutely, it was just, I mean, better than Christmas. It was fantastic, and they screw the kids, too.
So my kid gets up this morning, you know, and I get the call from my wife saying that he refuses to get out of bed because he's positive he doesn't have school today. And,
right.
And she says, you know, that she, like, pulls the covers off the bed, and that she's opening the window saying, look at this, nothing, the roads are dry.
Right.
You have to, 'cause they haven't canceled school. Oh, that's a pisser. Chris, who did you want to talk about?
Oh, man, the crack Fox weather news team down here in D.C. Sue Palka.
Sue Palka.
She has the ultimate cover your butt technique. She just sits there and has the map, and we're always on the line. Constantly, she sits there and says, well, over here in West Virginia where they still don't have electricity, they're going to get 8 feet of snow, but we're on the line.
The line.
And then
the line.
They have the pretty boy. I can't remember his name, but he's the pretty boy guy.
Will
they
Thomas?
Send out in the field.
Is it Will Thomas?
No, no, it's the younger guy with the glasses that has like 5 pounds of makeup on.
I think that might be Will Thomas.
Does he have a high voice? Does he look like he could be a woman?
Yeah.
All right.
And
that's Will Thomas.
Where all the plows were.
Yeah.
And then they have he gave the whole spiel about VDOT and how great they are. And then he goes, and we're going to go over here to the hood of this truck and he had actually written in the snow the counties who had already canceled school.
Yeah.
And he says, now, these are the counties that have canceled their class. I mean, these counties don't even have electricity yet.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's pissed.
Sure.
All over the place, people are pissed. Let's see.
I'm not.
Who's this? Mike. You know why?
Paxel.
Paxel. Hey, Mike.
Right.
Yo.
Mike, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? This is a hot number, right?
Yeah, you're on the hot number,
right?
All right.
Yeah, I'm in Teaneck, New Jersey, which is about 5 minutes across the bridge.
Right.
And I got a SUV, and everyone was telling me you should park your car in the driveway. You know, it's going to get plowed in. You're not going to be able to get out. And I'm like, no, I got a truck. It's going to be all right.
Right.
So I wake up this morning with a shovel. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go.
Son, Mike, they're going to dump on that. You can't say the S word. So you wake up, and you're going to go outside, and you're going to plow your trowel.
You're going to dig yourself out.
Plow
right, right.
You get your truck out of all this S.
Right. And I find my Ford Explorer buried in 0.4 centimeters of water.
Yeah, yes. Now, listen, here's where we should unite as one.
Right.
I mean, everybody talks about what's a rallying point for Americans for September 11th.
Go against the weathermen.
Yes,
absolutely. Real enemies of society.
I want to tell you something. Osama bin Laden, yes, he's a bad son of a bitch, and he deserves to die.
Right.
But I would put just behind Osama bin Laden, yeah, the weather people who put us through this crap.
Don, I'd like to exempt the national weathermen because, frankly, they don't give specific forecasts. They talk in big generalities, and what are they really? They're entertainers. They're not weathermen. I like Roker. You know, yeah. Tony is a friend of mine.
You
and,
know what, Mike? I'm sorry. You got to start at the top.
All right. If I have to, I will. You know, I will go get my friend Tony.
You got to
bring him to justice.
Start at the top.
Make all examples right of him.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys originated BMTP. You should add C to that for condoms. You know how many unwanted kids are born during those snow winds?
That's very true. Although,
sure,
think of the last time really they predicted a gigantic storm and we really got.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1996.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
First of all, that last call was Glenn. I don't know how you didn't get him.
Oh, that was Glenn the janitor?
He annoys me more than anyone I know. That is, you can always tell when it's him.
Mm. I don't think he works. I don't think he really works.
I'm sorry we didn't out him on that.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and say I love you guys. I thought I was the only one who complained about these idiotic weather people. I'm from Pennsylvania. I grew up in the snow.
Yeah.
Right.
I learned to live down here. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I don't disagree with
but
you.
It's
I think that's the way to play it.
But it's impossible to live your life that way because they start running the crawls on the bottom of the screen.
Right.
They start with that high-pitched beep, beep,
right,
beep, beep.
Bill.
You know, weather alerts.
Hard to ignore.
It's very hard. Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for the call. Well, let's find out who do we want to string up?
They're all bad. I think they're all culpable in
this
situation.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
What does Pete Johnson have to say for the weathermen?
He said he's ready for a haircut.
Eat my bum.
Yes, huh?
Dickweed.
Yeah, now the Jets surprised me yesterday.
That's a great win. Great win for the team.
I got what they're saying out here about why Sebastian Janikowski couldn't kick.
Because he has the gout.
Well, no, because he had... No, what they're saying is...
I'm not kidding, Rob. He has the gout.
He was out... He was out partying in the back of a limo, and he was wasted, and he went into another one of those fits, like where he was supposedly like writhing and convulsing on the floor of the nightclub like that, but he was in the back of a limo, and he was trying to kick one of the other two people in the back of the limo, and either on like some champagne glasses or on the window of the limo, he cut his foot. And that's why he couldn't kick.
That's the real story that you've heard?
No. The real story. Alleged.
The gout?
No. The real story is...
Is this 1910?
What they say is...
he's got a foot problem.
What they say is, it sounds... The actual description that they gave yesterday during the Jets game and the Raiders game was something like cellulitis?
Cellulitis, Don.
Cellulitis. Okay, which I thought was something that...
Like, where your foot gets fat?
The women get in their asses, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, as it turns out, Sebastian Janikowski has the gout.
It's gout?
Wow. Gout.
Isn't he a young guy to get the gout?
Yeah, and you only get the gout...
If you're a juicer.
Yeah, right, if you're out getting hammered.
I mean, you're a super partier, you get the gout.
Constantly.
Liquor and rich food.
Right. But, you know, it's nice that the New York conspiracy is sending Brad DeLuiso out to Oakland so the Jets could win.
So, poor Brad DeLuiso. So, the Jets win, Seattle wins. We don't go on in Seattle for about a half hour. I've got a couple of things I'd like to say to the city of Seattle about their football team, and also we got a story about Seattle. I do want to say this. I watched the Giants and the Packers game yesterday as well. Oh, and congratulations to the Redskins.
Yay!
Yes, 500 season.
I'm about finished at 500, and I'm telling you.
Awesome.
And I'm telling you, that coach, he is deader than... deader than George Harrison. Thank you, Rob.
Do you really think that Steve Spurrier is going to come to the Washington Redskins? I don't.
Yes, I do, and I know why.
Why?
I know why. His name is George Washington.
Really?
And he is on the $1 bill.
But don't you think
that... Dan Snyder will give him about 20 million of those.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think that Snyder will pay him more than anybody else in the league?
Yeah, listen...
But don't you think Spurrier's a guy that has demonstrated that he really scouts the territory, and he likes to be, you know, I heard the G word down there, too. You know, his other passion is golf.
Sure.
He likes to be down where he can play year-round.
Well, you know what? He flies down to Florida once a week to play golf or something.
Yeah, we'll see.
You've managed to play golf nearly year-round.
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay, so if you can do it.
Yeah.
Hell, I told you I worked with that disc jockey, Larry Lujack,
right,
in Chicago, mm-hmm, who would go play golf in the snow. He had orange golf balls.
That's how you do it.
He'd play golf in the snow.
But I just think that he's the kind of guy, do you think he'll come even with the reputation of Snyder now?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure he will. I would bet any of you guys anything.
You know football better than I do. Who are the teams that are going to have all the... Seifert's going to get fired.
Right. Seifert's going to get fired. I believe Dennis Green is going to get that job. Dungy's going to get fired in Tampa Bay. Dungy's going to go to Minnesota.
Right.
Bill Parcells is going to go to Tampa Bay. You've got the San Diego job. If Norv Turner gets the job in San Diego, Troy Aikman's going to come out of retirement to be his quarterback down there.
Really?
That's what I think.
Wow.
But I think that the biggest bunch of bull-ass yesterday was at the end of the Packers-Giants game. Because, you know, Michael Strahan needs one sack to break the record.
You can't get away with anything in this town, that's for sure.
And listen, God damn it, it's the biggest phony baloney play I've ever seen in my life where... They're actually talking. You see Brett Favre talking to the Giants before the play. Now, keep in mind that the Giants are only losing by 9 points, and really, it's an important game for the Packers to win.
Right.
Because if they win and the Bears lose, the Packers win the division. So, this guy, Michael Strahan, he needs one more sack to break the all-time record.
He's got 21 and a half sacks, and I think the record is 22.
So, what they do is, they work out this deal where they say, okay, to Bubba Franks, whoever the tight end is.
Right.
You don't touch him. Don't touch him.
You really think it was that big a conspiracy?
Oh, and watch the play.
Well, I did watch the play, and it does look like Favre lays down.
I thought it when I watched the play happening live.
Right.
That Brett Favre, the entire game.
He'd been handled. Strahan had been handled pretty well.
He's coming around. He's throwing the ball at the last second. I mean, Strahan comes towards him, and Favre falls down like a little girl.
And you really think like they talked about it?
You know how you know it was a conspiracy? conspiracy? Didn't you see all of the members of the Packers' offensive line congratulating Michael Strahan?
Yeah, it was disturbing, and I didn't like that. I mean, it was, you know, it was like a sack is more than...
It's a cheap-ass way to get a record.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's kind of a drag.
You know, someone should call Billy Crystal because they should put an asterisk next to that record, that Michael Strahan record.
Kind of a bummer. You know, because they lost the game, too. I mean, you know, the big game for the Giants was a week ago anyway, so it's it kind of sucks.
And, you know, the dumbass announcers, I don't know who the idiots were that were calling. You know, it might have been our friend, Dick Stockton. Mm. And their whole thing was, hey, you know, there's two pros who really love each other, and that's the sign of respect and real manliness in the end. Wait, come on, what's that the sign of?
Well, the writers here in New York really took it hook, line, and sinker. They didn't let anything go by. I mean, everybody's talking about how it's kind of a cheap way to get the record.
Oh, absolutely. It sucked. It sucked ass. And frankly, Brett Favre is, I didn't think he was a pussy like that.
Right.
That Brett Favre would just fall down so that the guy could get a stupid record.
Yeah, it would seem to me to be an honor for the Packers to hold Michael Strahan to no sacks during that game.
And the only good thing about the fact that they worked out this fake play so that Michael Strahan could break the record was that at least that idiot Mark Gastineau doesn't have the record anymore.
Popular man, Mark Gastineau. What's he doing now, anyway?
Time.
Is he in porno movies or anything like that?
I mean, he's out of jail because he was on sidelines yesterday.
Yeah, but they said in the paper today that Gastineau, broke, says, so he's like penniless.
Wow. Nope, Seifert's out in Carolina. So that's another job that's open now.
So you think it's definitely going to be Spurrier in Washington?
Oh, yes. I guarantee it. You name what you want to bet.
I think Spurrier will go to Tampa Bay.
No way. Parcells is going to Tampa Bay.
That's already a done deal.
In my mind, it is.
Well, you talk to a lot more. I mean, football is your life.
If you would like to make some type of a bet, now, I'm not willing to go head shaving on this.
Right.
But I'm willing to go one level below head
shaving.
Well,
you know what we do when we have bets that I you know, consider to be minor, subpar bets here? I think we do a pie.
Okay, oh, a pie. I'm up for that.
A pie.
That Spurrier becomes the Redskins coach?
Yeah, we can do it that way. Yeah, just that. How about we just do it
that way? That's fine.
You say he'll come to Washington, I say he won't.
Absolutely.
And so as soon as Spurrier, comes to Washington or goes somewhere else, that's when we'll have the payoff.
The pie in the face. Right. Hello,
GM.
Don and Mike Show. The GM will be Bobby Beathard.
Welcome back, Bobby.
Yeah, that old fart. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to let you know, I'm a sideline photographer in the NFL and was with the Giants game yesterday. And Michael Strahan was in their huddle before that play went. The best chance he had for an honest sack was the first play from scrimmage that the Packers ran. Strahan had him on the run. Favre is incredible, can make any garbage pass.
Yeah, and he just threw the ball out of there.
He threw the ball out of there for a completion.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, it went like 18, 13 yards downfield. And he did that all day long, got rid of the ball very quickly.
Well, doesn't Favre have one of the best records for not being sacked in the NFL, too?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The guy even, you know, you can watch him before the game. He practices like nobody else. He is Mr. Football. But, Mike, I just have one thing to say to you, being a Connecticut native as well.
Yes.
Glastonbury Public and Parochial, they are on today.
Boy, that's a memory. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
That's Public and Parochial. And that's what we get up there, too. We get Public and Parochial.
You know what I think? I think for breaking the sack record, they should give Michael Strahan a new tooth.
Wow!
to put him
more like something, you know, something like a shim or
to
something.
To put
him
between
like
the middle of that, whatever that space is. Where
maybe just a tiny piece of balsa wood just to fill up the space.
Park my car in the space between Michael Strahan's teeth.
That's funny.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Yeah, as far as I can say that, you know, Gaston was still that record holder. He did not earn that sack. So who won your fantasy football league?
Who won the fantasy football? A guy named Lurch. A guy you don't know.
You had a man named Lurch.
Yeah, we have a guy named Lurchy. Mm-hmm. He's a sports junkie. He's on the show down in Washington, D.C., and they have a few shows around the country.
The good news is, I'll tell you this, though, about our fantasy football. Now, this is fantastic. Charles Broyhill, the executive producer of the show.
Well, I'd love to get him on the show and talk to him about it.
Charles Broyhill, you know, he's maintained that he doesn't really care about fantasy football.
Doesn't care, very nonchalant, but somehow always seems to be in the running.
Now, listen, he does care. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on. I might have lost this bet already. This can't be true that Spurrier is going to Carolina. Hello, Dave?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to turn this into a stupid sports talk show. Dave, are you saying Steve Spurrier is going to Carolina?
That's the rumor is that...
The rumor. Where did you hear that rumor?
The Carolina Panthers is on the board of Augusta National.
I've heard this, too. And that they're going to add to sweeten the deal. If he comes down there, they're going to get
him. Oh, that's a rumor.
How do you pass up Augusta?
I don't think
he can do it. I don't think you can just ease someone into Augusta.
No, you can't. You're very good, Robbie.
Is this Broyhill on the hotline? Okay, here he is now. Charles Broyhill. Hi, Charles.
Hello, Don.
Hey, congratulations,
hey,
Charlie.
Move on going up early.
Hey, congratulations on your second place finish.
Hey, where'd you finish?
So listen.
Third year in the final.
So listen, here's the deal with Broyhill. You know, all year long he's been saying, and he said this the whole time we've had our fantasy football league.
The first 2 years I cared.
This year he says, hey, I just don't care. I don't care. Well, yesterday afternoon, I'm on the phone with Charlie, and I was actually complimenting Charlie because I said, hey, it's a smart move. He picked up Trent Dilfer,
right,
to be his starting quarterback for the final week, and he got a bunch of points. And I actually believe when I ended my conversation with you, I said something like, congratulations, MF-er, you're the champion again, right?
Yes, I thought I was for the third consecutive year.
So I'm waiting at home to watch the ESPN show, and all of a sudden I get an instant message from CK, who's the commissioner of our league,
right?
And he says, are you aware that the Miami Dolphins just returned an interception 100 yards?
Oh! Wow.
And Lurch has the Miami Dolphins defense, and because of that, Charles Broyhill has just lost the championship game.
Yep. Sure did.
So
I was in the championship to lose it.
How much did Lurchie win?
I don't know what the payout's going to be.
Really?
Nope.
Nope.
So you're pretty broken up about it, huh?
No, the dynasty's still rolling on.
The dynasty's rolling on.
I've been in the playoffs every year and won it 3 out of 4. That's pretty good.
It's pretty amazing.
Listen, you know what? You know what? It's lucky.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Mike.
You want to hook up next year?
No.
All right, bye, Charlie.
Bye.
I'll put up your enders.
Oh. He's gone.
I want to put up his enders, because Bob and Tom suck.
Oh, the guys who were on your team with you?
Well, I was like the silent owner this year, and I want somebody that's more skilled.
Bob and Tom.
I'm looking to have a financial stake in one of the fantasy football teams next year.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We'll try harder.
Hello.
Sorry, we lost.
What do we do here? Joe. Joe, are you there? Hey, Joe.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hear the little thingy come in.
Well, hi. What can we do for you?
Hey, you know, I wanted to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. You made me a minor celebrity. You played my phone call in your promo over the weekend.
What was your phone call?
Well, I wanted to come up there and kick you guys in the nuts.
They played that as the promo for the weekend?
Yes, they did.
Of course. It was a great call.
Get out of here.
I still want to come up there and kick you in the nuts.
Oh, F you, douchebag. Get out of here. Goodbye. Hello, Peter, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Yes, how are you guys? Happy New Year.
Hey, Pete. Hi. You're the last call here because we got to do a break.
Okay. Is this WFAN? Oh, I'm sorry. It's on the wrong show. Okay.
All right. Knock it off.
Oops. Okay.
We can talk sports sometimes. We can talk about anything.
Okay. You got to listen. As far as the meteorologists, they should pay them commission when they're right and don't, and when they're wrong.
But God, I wish they would.
Right.
I wish they would.
Wouldn't I think it's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Mm-hmm. Reward them for correct forecasts. Good.
Stop them in their tracks. Another thing also, you know, I'm the TP man, so when you say about the TP, the BMPT.
Oh, are you the guy with the wall rag?
Oh, yeah, let's not get into that right now, will you?
Oh, no, not you again.
This is the guy.
They also sell ice melt, so it's like I'm sitting home watching TV, hearing about the snow, and I got a Woody.
This is like the crazy inventor, the guy who's invented some kind of new toilet paper that you can reuse, or what's the deal with this toilet paper?
What he does,
paper?
He balls up, it's his own little invention that he balls up a piece of toilet paper that he keeps in his Duke all day long and then takes it out. It's not an invention, it's just a piece of toilet paper he's got. It's nice to hear that he also sells stuff to, like, get the ice off your driveway.
All right, goodbye.
I'm just
going
to run up for kids, getting a Woody from all the snow coming in.
I bet. Yeah, it's the second time you've said Woody,
goodbye,
sir.
Goodbye, Peter. Goodbye.
Likes to tell people about his turgidity.
All right, get out of here. 877-365-3636, your national number, 202-432-1067 from D.C., and 877-692-1027 from New York. Call in now, be the 100th caller, and good luck, good day to you, sir. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There'll be a cab here in 5 or 10 minutes. I'd appreciate it if you'd wait at the gate and use it.
Why, are you going someplace?
No, you are. I want you out of here. I want you out of here now. Is that plain enough? I understand. Is that clear?
Yeah, yeah, Jerry, I understand.
Okay, come on.
Come on.
Let's go.
Sorry, Mr. Langford.
Here you are.
Jerry, can
you understand English? Take your things
all
and
right,
go.
All right, I can take a hint, Jerry. I just want to ask you to listen to my stuff for 15 minutes. That's all. Is that asking too much?
Yes, it is. I have a life, okay?
Well, I have a life, too.
That's not my responsibility.
Well, it is when you tell me to call you and then you don't...
I told you to call to get rid of you.
To get rid of me?
That's right.
Okay. All right, I can take a hint.
If I didn't tell you that, we'd still be standing on the steps of my apartment.
Yeah, all right, so I made a mistake.
Huh? So did Hitler.
Now, tone down 20% for your listening pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Huh? Jerry.
Wow.
Time for caller number 100.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Yeah, what's your name, please?
Hey, it's Tim.
Tim, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Okay, Tim, good news and bad news. Here's the good news, you're caller 100. Here's the bad news. The promotions department has not supplied us with any prizes.
We're kind of discombobulated down there today.
So what I've done is I have gone to the wall of music.
All right. Music! Don, you got to say music the right way.
Music! the NEW wall of music.
And you're actually going to receive some prizes that are right here in the studio. It's very authentic.
These are actual CDs that I'm pretty sure will never get played on WNEW.
Well, but probably have been played, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Let me offer you
it's not polka music.
Oh, no. A five-pack of CDs.
This is great music.
Starting with Donovan's Greatest Hits.
You know Mellow Yellow?
Yep. Okay.
That's a great song.
All right, then.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the soda.
Then I'm going to give you the Crash Test Dummies album.
Oh.
That had that one song. Remember that one song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Also... Now, for me, this could just be a CD with one song on it, but they've actually got 14. The Best of Dr. John.
Oh, Dr. John. Fantastic. What a great artist.
And again, it could be a CD with just one song on it, but they've managed to work out an entire CD, The Best of Joe Walsh.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. Right. And my personal favorite, Starship, Knee Deep in the Hoopla.
Wow. Oh, now what's the hit on there?
We built this city on rock and roll. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Five of the worst CDs in the WNEW studio.
Not for nothing, but that price sucks.
Tell me about it.
Exactly. But you'll enjoy your CDs.
I'm going to pass on it. Give it to the next guy.
Oh, we'll be that way.
Oh, that's not nice.
Napster and all that other good stuff.
We're doing the best we can. I swear to God, we have no prizes today.
How about a naked picture of Frida?
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
Well, hey, I've got an idea. You know what I have here?
You can go to any internet site to find it.
Here's a prize. Here's a prize.
Picture of my wife.
I have the last piece in a baggie of Matt Stout's mother's venison jerky.
Wow.
Deer
good.
Jerky, sir. It's deer jerky. Would you like that?
Maybe for my dog.
For your dog?
No. Now, listen, you tell me you're going to pass on this?
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass on this?
Oh, you're playing the wrong CD, though, for that package. Got to play the Dunafin's Greatest Hits. That's the CD that rocks.
You going to pass on that?
You know, if you play the Dunafin for him, I guarantee you he's going to come around.
We've been put in a no-win situation here today where we have no prizes.
All of this could be yours. Listen to this classic. All right.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right. Let me just put it on a gift certificate for you. Okay, hold on. We got one more. You got the Crash Test Dummies?
Yeah.
Don't you remember this awful song?
There
was this kid, got into an accident, caught his cool button.
All right.
Tell me this guy's not a smoker.
But you're passing, huh?
I appreciate it, though.
All right, thank you for the whatever.
Goodbye. Okay. Thanks for the entertainment.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later.
Wait. Johnny's got something. Oh, good, that guy's gone now.
A real prize.
He hung up too soon.
He's right. He hung up too soon. He just got a real prize.
Well, what do you got?
The DVD copy of Do You Believe in Miracles?
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that they went through hoops to...
Story of the 1980 U.S. hockey team.
Yeah. Happy January, everyone.
You might be better off taking the crappy CD.
Such a name.
What the hell's this, Dr. John?
That's his name.
Yeah.
Sweet confusion.
You don't hear this anymore. Is that Dr. John or Joe Walsh?
That's Dr. John.
Dr. John.
No, you never hear that.
I don't know why.
Okay, so anyway, there you go.
We could have a lot of fun with that CD wall someday.
The radio station, the show with no winners. Hold on, you want these, Jared? You want these?
Sure, I'll take them.
You want these bad CDs?
Sure.
All right.
How are the subs going?
What's that?
Nothing.
Jared, where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Beautiful. You got them. Thank you. Hold on, just a second. You know, it's no wonder to me. I'm sure that our ratings suck. The ratings come out today.
Ooh. Here in New York?
Yes, today in New York, the ratings come out.
Wow. The fall?
Yes, the fall ratings.
Really?
So, I asked Lisa, I said, before we came on the air today.
They should be out now, I would think.
Yeah, I said, go back and ask Jeremy what the ratings were. Have him send in a copy of the ratings. Because, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, I'll share it with you guys and with all you guys listening.
Right.
She says that, Jeremy says, tell Don to come by the office later. I'll talk to them about it after the show.
I can't do a show now with that hanging over my head.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why I brought it up, because you didn't even know it was ratings.
I can't function even with the Paxil.
Now, Lisa?
Until I find out how bad we did.
Lisa, did you hear that? I told Mike that today was the numbers day.
I can't do it, Lisa. I can't do the show with that hanging over my head.
So now you got to go back and you got to tell Jeremy to just give you the packet and bring the packet.
He's got
to
do it. He's got to do that.
And just let me, I don't care how bad they are.
Do you know what?
Let me just read them on the air.
I don't know what's going on, but nobody's, with me at least, forthcoming on the radio for this station ever. I never find out how we do here.
I know they're bad.
I think you shelter my delicate feelings a little bit.
No, you know what?
You don't know either.
I don't know.
They never tell you.
No, wow. I don't know if we have a zero share. I don't know if we have a one share. I don't know if we have a two share.
Lisa's not going to get the numbers from him if he's not going to give them up. He's not going to give them to her.
Well, how are we supposed to find out what the ratings are?
Can we call Jeremy and
I don't want to call him.
Get these out of my kung fu grip.
Yeah.
We are done with the checking of the bags conversation.
Now back off, bitch.
Take the sticks out of your head.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
Easy for you, Panama Red. Gaylord Falker. It always gets back to meet the parents.
It should.
Okay, here comes our producer, Lisa.
Empty-handed?
Yeah, empty-handed. Yeah, no, he has people in his office right now, so I'll have to check back in a few minutes.
There's people in his office. Who's in his office?
Just people.
Just people. Well, what people?
Are they people we know?
Yeah, producers.
Okay.
Of other programs. They're going over numbers right now, so when they're done doing that, then I will go in.
Well, no, just please knock on the door.
Now it's becoming huge.
Just say, I'd just like a copy of the packet. That's all. That's what he always does.
I didn't get my refill today. Oh, no.
No, you've got... I saw your gigantic...
You saw my gigantic...
Herculean-sized bottle of Paxil.
Did you notice a very significant thing about that gigantic bottle of Paxil?
No.
Empty!
Empty, uh-oh.
I'm not eating them in any, odd times. I mean, I'm taking them the way I should. I'm doing the work.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Well, how do you guys think the ratings are going to come out?
I'm not optimistic.
No, not after that. I mean, if he's meeting with people, that's just not right.
Oh, well. What do you think about the ratings, Paxil Face?
I think I'm very, very nervous, and I'm very concerned about it, and I know that you call the show every day to call me Paxil Face.
Is it sticking?
No. Paxman.
That's the new name, Paxman.
I'll tell you, this Matt Stout venison deer jerky that I've been eating rather nervously is really, I need like a Tums or something.
You mustn't blame Matt, you must blame the Widow Stout. He just passed it along.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
How you doing? Listen, I just wanted to let your listeners and you guys know that I was a big fan, a devoted fan of Big Bird, and you guys, to me, were the hillbillies from down south. But I gave you guys 2 weeks, and I swear to God, you are the radio gods. I listen to nobody else but you. So the ratings will, if they haven't already, gone up in New York.
God bless. All right. Well, we'll find out as soon as someone has the balls to simply come in and show us, either how good or how bad they are. I don't know what.
This is killing me. It's a weird change.
Normally.
Well, I mean, I don't care if they're bad. I mean, if they're bad, they're bad. They're going to go up. We're gonna bring them up. But I mean, if they're bad, they're bad. Mm-hmm. But I want to know. Now I'm a wreck.
Let's find out.
I bet they're good.
It's not funny.
Why? Do you really bet they're good?
I bet you Jeremy is doing some sort of double reverse smoke screen because knowledge is power.
No, I bet they're not good.
No. If they were good, he'd just hand them to her.
If they were
why
good.
Why is he weird about the ratings up here?
I don't know why he is.
Because they're bad most of the time.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the reasons.
That's true. I know, for instance, back in D.C. when they come out, I always get the call like 5 seconds after they come out of the computer.
Do we have a number where we can call him? You're the only person that's going to get them out of Jeremy.
It's true.
If I walk down there, he will not. He doesn't even let me bring Richard to the Christmas party up
that's
here.
That's right. Okay. I'll call him up. Right. Just, this is how we live. We share our lives with you on the air.
And since you brought that up now, I can't think about anything else.
I know.
You know, I really want to do well in this city.
We all do.
The city that never sleeps.
I bet we suck.
You got him?
Hey.
Okay. She's got something. Oh, no. She's got a weird look on her face.
About what?
Did you look at him?
Oh, I glanced.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. So that's us?
Mm-hmm.
A 1.7.
Oh.
12 plus. A 1.7 share.
From what?
From a 1.5 share.
Well, that's... Then I'm not going to get suicidal.
Men 18 to 44, a 3.9 share. That is 7th place.
All right.
Men 25 to 54, a 3.2. That is 11th place.
Well, they suck.
So, yeah, they ain't great.
They suck.
They ain't great.
Told you.
Let me see. Who are we beating? Well, hey, WALK, you kiss my ass, okay?
You're killing me with that. Hey, I like the direction. It's not going backwards.
Right.
No, hold on a second. We're beating more stations than that than WALK.
Oh, good.
Hold on. Well, for God's sakes, we're beating WBLI in Long Island.
Very good.
And, Mike, we're 2/10 of a point behind WCBS AM.
Excellent.
Let me see who's killing, though, in middays. Who's killing middays?
Okay, who's number one?
In our time slot. WLTW.
What's that?
Light Rock.
Oh, come on.
Dandy Dan Daniels do.
CBS FM is number two.
Wow.
Number two. Number three is, WQCD? What the hell's that?
I don't know.
Classical, maybe?
Quid pro quo.
Number four is, QHT. That's like, urban. Number five is, what a mess. WABC.
It's a slow job here. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, that's the top five. Let me see. Yeah, okay. 1.5 to 1.7.
I'm not bummed.
1.5.
As long as we didn't go down, I'm not bummed. At least we're going in the right direction. I don't care how small it was.
And men 18 to 44, that's a 3.8 to a 3.9.
That sucks.
But no,
I'm bummed. It's the right direction.
Picking up steam. It's going up.
We didn't go backwards anywhere, did we?
Nope. Yes.
We did?
Oh. Men 25 to 54.
Why? Oh.
3.5 to 3.2.
Well, that's not good.
No, I don't know. Okay, so well, that's the information.
There's got to be some reason he was holding them, from us.
Yeah.
All right. We'll
now you know why he was holding them from us.
Yeah.
He probably didn't want us to get on the air and read the ratings.
That's true.
Probably too.
Yeah. Well, too bad.
Yeah, you can do a show now, huh?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, absolutely. I'm fine now. I'm fine. I feel good.
There you go.
I feel great. We're gonna go. We're gonna keep going up.
That's all we want to know is just where we stand.
Right.
For goodness sakes. And now we know. We know.
Who knows why he wouldn't let us know what those numbers were.
We're beating WBLI in Long Island. So there you go. Hello, Matt. Donna Mike Show.
Yes, Matt.
Yeah.
How you feel?
Hey, feel great, sir.
I got two things to say about the ratings.
Yeah.
First thing. You know, Don, me and you must be on the same page because I was on the crapper about 15 minutes ago before you said that. And I was thinking, what is these ratings for these guys? I don't know what the new slot doing. But what about in D.C.?
Now, DC, that DC ratings will come out this week, and we'll tell you there how we're doing on our new time slot there. I tell you, we're doing a hell of a lot better in DC than we are in New York.
I feel you, man. I feel you. I'm out here in DC waiting on the snow to fall.
Well, keep waiting. Keep waiting. Keep waiting. See you later. Hello, Lewis, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing? First time caller. I love your show. You guys are really good.
Thanks.
Listen, I live out on Long Island, so, and everybody out here, like, listens to BLI, which I personally think the station sucks. But if you guys beat them, you guys got to be doing pretty damn good.
Well, that's about the only station we're beating, but I'll say this. We're kicking their ass.
There we go.
To start.
We're kicking their ass.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's not even close, but we're talking about a station in Long Island.
That's all right.
I would just like to point out that...
I'll take it.
The next station above us in the ratings?
Yes.
Our next station that we have to take down in the midday slot?
How far do we have to go?
Only a tenth of a point.
All okay.
Right. To move up, it's WADO, which is... Spanish.
Ah,
we're getting beaten. Bueno. We're getting beaten by an AM Spanish station in the race.
Well, it's something to shoot for. Sure.
And right. Let me see. Then past that,
maybe I misspoke.
Let me see. Well, now, okay. So we got a 1.7. All of these stations, I would say, are within a point. You
right.
Got to think that's the next ones to be knocked off.
Okay.
PLJ has a 2.6.
Uh-huh.
And K-Rock has a 2.6.
Mm-hmm.
WFAN has a 2.4.
We could move down right now.
And CBS FM has a 1.9.
Sorry, I think we're within striking distance.
So, yeah, okay.
We urge all our good friends in the New York area to keep trying.
I will tell you this, though, that if you compare that to the ratings that the station had a year ago...
Yes.
No, you know what? I can't do that because that's what losers do.
No, but it's good. I'd like to hear that.
That's really what losers do,
No, I know
though.
It's what losers do, but we're not right now. We are not in a position of victory yet.
A year ago, the station had a 0.9.
Okay. Well, that's good.
9/10 of a share.
Then we've done well.
So we were up to a 1.7.
That gives us perspective.
Absolutely.
That's good.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, thanks for being forthcoming with that, Jeremy. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, are you sure you should be reading those in front of Mike in his fragile state?
No. You see, my fragile state was done much more damage by not knowing than by Don sharing those with us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he can handle such information.
No, he can handle the information.
I'm doing fine. Shut up.
Yes. I want to have him meet with Plastic Fortune Spoons tonight.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing the work.
He can handle it. God knows. Listen, I want to tell you something.
I'm baby stepping.
We got great ratings in a bunch of cities, but we've got crappy ratings in a bunch of cities. We've been through this drill before.
You know what? And I am not discouraged. It is a smaller share in this city is more significant than
sure.
a larger share in other cities. I'm real happy with the fact that we're not going backwards.
I'll give you another one. Men 18 to 44. A year ago, in this time slot, the station had a 1.9.
Right.
Now it has a 3.9.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Something. And even where we sucked, where we went down, men 25 to 54, a year ago, the station had a 1.8, was 18th place. Now a 3.2, 11th place.
And we are aware that it takes some time to carve out a niche here, and sure. And we're very excited about that.
Right.
I'm really not bummed at all by that.
I'd like Jeremy to come in and give us his spin on this. I really would
Can
like
to get Jeremy in here.
I'd like Lisa. Would you pull Jeremy out of that important meeting he's in to tell him? I'd like his spin on this.
That'd be nice.
Like to know how our direct supervisor feels here in New York.
Our
big supervisor. We are not speaking with currently. Our big supervisor closes his door when we're on the same floor as he is.
Yeah, not too awkward.
No,
come to work today.
Wow.
Hides in his office. So do we.
We come to work today.
Our office is right next to his.
Yeah.
We come into NEW. And Ken's office door is wide open. As soon as he finds out that we're in the building,
it closes.
It closes.
And it's comical because it's a glass door.
You know how paranoid I was?
Hiding.
How paranoid I was. I thought that you two had a meeting of the minds because the door was shut.
Yeah.
And I asked Rob to go down and walk by the office because I didn't want to walk by the office.
Nope, not the case, Mike.
No.
All right, well, listen, thank you, New York.
Hey, thank you, New York, for that. Yeah, we're very happy with that.
Thank you to the...
Not very happy, but we're happy with
thank
it.
Thank you to the 1.7% of you who are listening.
That's
and,
cool.
And to the 90... What's the opposite, Rob? The 98.3% that are not listening.
Yeah.
Right. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, and, just tell your friends, you and the 1.7%. Tell your friends. Hey, here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Goldman.
Here he is.
Now we're going to get our direct supervisor's take on our A slight increase.
Yeah. There you go. So, what's your take?
I think the numbers should be higher than they are now.
Okay, yeah, well, fine. Thank you. Thank you. Genius. But beyond that.
It's a start.
Okay.
It's a start. Yeah,
how's your job doing? How'd the station do overall?
It's a start.
Okay. All right. How did the station do overall?
Actually, the station did fine.
How? Define fine.
No. The station did fine.
That's like a Richard
I just came
answer.
In to say hi.
Oh, okay. No. What was the number? I mean, do we go up or down?
As a station.
As a station?
Yeah, overall.
We didn't do so well in mornings, but we...
No, just give me the overall, the overall station.
We did fine. We did fine.
Yeah, is it any wonder why we go nuts here? Well, we go absolutely bananas here, even though I'm taking Paxil.
Stop talking about the ratings and be funny.
Listen, we will, but this is part of funny. This is part of being funny.
Our pain is funny for our listening audience.
This is part of it. This is part of it. Come on now.
Tell me a joke. Come on.
All right, let me just up arrow or down arrow overall?
For
the station overall.
Down.
Down. Okay, all right.
Wait. Up. It depends where.
No, I mean 12 plus.
Overall?
Yes.
Basically flat.
No. You can't be basically flat. It's either you're flat or you were up or you were down.
Basically flat.
That means down.
Tell me a joke.
But not
that
right.
Means down.
Okay.
Might be one of your fun voices. I like those.
Let me tell
you. Hi, Jeremy.
See, he does.
Hi, Jeremy. Come on, be forthcoming.
All right, thank you, Jeremy.
Bye-bye.
It's a nervous man right there, ladies and gentlemen.
It's okay. I'll call Shannon. I'll get the numbers from Shannon. I'm sure he'll be forthcoming.
You're basically flat. Right now.
He'll tell me the truth.
Right now.
All right, so I guess the station took it up the ass as well.
We went up.
Well.
A little bit.
Yeah, 1/10 of a point.
2/10 of a point.
No, you're right, 2/10 of a point. But they,
Hang on to anything I get. Aren't I being positive?
Yeah, yes, you are. Yeah,
I am positive, guys. I am positive.
I certainly do need more listeners.
We've done this before. I am familiar with this scenario where we have started slow and then we've gotten a big spike.
Sure. Be funny. Do jokes. Tell jokes. Okay, here's a joke. It's a joke about a guy who took a job in New York 2 years ago, and the station has consistently gone down for the last 2 years since he's been the program director. And most likely, he's going to be fired pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
That's my joke.
That's a funny joke. I just hit my tooth on the microphone.
Ouch. Basically flat. That's how I would describe Jeremy's job prospect here.
Right.
Basically flat.
Fine.
Basically fine.
His job prospect's fine.
They're fine.
They've been fine.
Okay. Well, that's all we needed to know. You know, we could have ignored. We could have. Just FYI, Jeremy, we could have gone through all of this without all of this.
Right.
If you would have just brought the numbers in, and I would have read them.
I still want to get a number for the radio station
and I
to know
said,
if we're going in the right direction.
And I would have said, boy, oh boy, you know, our numbers are not that great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And we would have addressed it. And we would have moved on like we always do. Now, hold on. We got to do a break.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say something that has nothing to do with this. That I am amazed.
Don't talk about the ratings. Be funny.
Do a voice.
Yeah, do a voice. Come on.
F you.
I find it amazing that last night I turned on the news, and here are the two lead stories that I got last night on the news. First, I got the weather. I get 15 minutes of the snowstorm that's not happening.
Right.
Then I get Strahan breaking the sack record.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in D.C. the lead story was the weather,
right,
followed by the fact that the Redskins actually won their 8th game of the year.
Right.
Meanwhile, everybody forgets that over the weekend, this kid who was in love with Osama bin Laden
flew his plane in Tampa.
Airplane into Tampa, into a building.
A Bank of America building.
Into a building. Now, well, Buzz, now I'm not, you don't do the TV news, and I know you've got that story for us today.
Yes, I do.
Not yet.
But I find that is, somewhat troubling.
Yeah, it's disturbing that a kid can just get in an airplane and fly it into a building.
And not to mention the fact that he flew, like, over the, you know, what our staging area for the war over in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main bases is down in Tampa Bay.
There's in Tampa, an airport that I recently flew into myself, not that I'm not nervous about that already. Right next door to it is a major military operation, and a major air base.
And apparently this kid, this nerd, he just got in the airplane, cranked the baby up, the Cessna up, flew over the Air Force Base,
right.
And then flew into the building.
He flew over Mons Venus Air Force Base.
they're saying that it was an accident.
No.
And now they're finding a note saying that the kid really feels bad for Osama bin Laden.
Well, he doesn't feel bad anymore.
Yeah.
No.
He felt.
Now that are pieces of him.
Yeah. Felt. He felt bad for
him. See the picture in one of the papers today of, about the cops that were trying to find pieces of him down at the bottom of the building? Yeah. That's he apparently died.
Don't you think that they could have found perhaps a more somber picture of the kid, too?
Everywhere? The picture they got is that big
soccer picture.
He's got like the big Prince Charles ears.
Right.
Yeah, look at it. And look at the face. Look at the There's smile on the face.
I am dead.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi there.
I just figured something out. At 1.7 share or 7% of a 5 million person metro area like New York, you got over 100,000 listeners in New York, which is comparable to, say, about 100% of Des Moines, Iowa.
Great.
Thank you.
That's nice of you. I like that. I do like that. I'm
trying to put that spit on it for us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. We got to got a break.
Hello, everyone.
Are we on in Seattle right now? They picked the show up like at the top of the last hour.
Noon.
Okay. I got something I want to talk about with Seattle when we come back. Also, you know, we've never gotten to the weekend recap. I do have a bunch of weekend stuff to tell you about. Oh, and Sex in the City. Last night, if you watched Sex in the City,
mm-hmm.
The whore,
yeah.
The whorish one,
Kim Cattrall. What's her character's name?
Miranda.
It's been a long time.
Is it Miranda? No, Miranda's the redhead. Miranda's Dave Foley, the one that I like.
Oh.
It's
Samantha.
Samantha.
Ow.
My God, was she naked last night?
She loves getting naked.
And I mean, now you don't see Bush, but you see her tees, and you see her tees. Not a quick flash.
How did they look?
Very nice.
Could she have had something done during
no,
the...
No. It's obvious they're natural.
Okay. I've seen that.
There's a shot, Buzz, where she's up on top of a building with a guy, and there's a pool up there, and she undoes his robe, and he undoes her robe, and it falls off her shoulders, and she's just standing there with the glow of the pool light, and she's naked. They stay on the shot for a minute.
She doesn't mind.
I mean, it was nearly a spectre vision.
Oh, fantastic.
That's how close it was.
Wow.
And
I have to compliment you on the recreation of the dialogue at breakfast this morning.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. So we're sitting down at the...
Yeah, that wasn't too awkward.
We're down at the Brooklyn Diner this morning, and it's Lisa and me and Rob. And Mike, and we're sitting at breakfast, and I'm telling them about this Sex in the City, that it was I loved it that this girl was naked, and all this girl, Kim Cattrall, kept saying to her boyfriend is, she says, I love your D.
I love your D, and you say this in your incredible stage whisper that sounds like a giant speaker in the middle of the Brooklyn Diner, where you say, I love your D.
I said it was funny because she kept saying it all the time. She would just look at this guy. And
I saw the row of patrons turn when you said that in that stage row. I love your D.
And his eyes were locked on yours, Mike.
Yes.
Which made it a lot easier
People
for
thought
me.
We were professing our love to one another.
Oh, yeah, and she would also this. He has, when she was talking to her friends.
Girlfriends.
Yeah. He has the perfect D. He has
not too big, not too small.
He has the perfect D.
Really?
His D is beautiful.
I love her. Does she say D or does she say C at all?
Oh, no, she doesn't say C. She says D.
Wow. That's
she says D. I love your D. And at one point she
When women are talking dirty, I prefer them to use the C word.
So do I.
Me too.
But D works in a pinch.
Right.
And
from her.
She walks into her boss's office. She says, I really want to suck your D.
She says that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a dirty birdie.
Yeah. And then you get the big nude scene last night.
Very good.
Wow.
Now, when's the one that's married to the rich guy going to take her clothes off again?
Never. And they showed my girl.
Foley.
Dave Foley. Whenever she has sex, she always has her bra on.
Yeah, of course.
Always. You never get to see those
mosquito bites.
Those shoe dog toys. You never do. And you never see, what's her name? Sarah Parker's.
No, either. You see her in underwear a lot. She does well in underwear.
The only one who really wants to get naked on that show is Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. And a little bit the other one, too. The other one occasionally flirts with nudity. The brunette, whatever her name is.
Kristen Davis.
She's my favorite on the show.
Charlotte, that's
Have you
name.
Come around on Kim Cattrall now? Have you abandoned Dave Foley?
Well, now that I've seen Kim Cattrall, I'm telling you, You get this episode last night of Sex and the City, and you see the scene where she's standing up on top of the building
right.
by the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Imagine that. A naked chick like that, and she's looking down at you, and she's saying, I love your D.
Well, maybe when we get off the air today, we can take the Sex and the City tour.
let's break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. He wasn't afraid of experimenting. I like men like that.
Thank you.
Men who give me pleasure.
All right, baby.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Damn right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your national number, 877-365-3636, Washington, D.C. On WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York City, 1.7 rating. Phone number, you should have no problem getting through. 877-692-1027.
If you don't get wood, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we got to try to call Bonnie Bernstein. Yeah, Mike.
Yes. I just was telling you to turn my microphone
off. Oh, sorry. We got to call Bonnie Bernstein.
Yes, we do.
Hey, Lisa, would you check and see if she's in town? If she's back from Chicago? The funniest thing yesterday, if anybody's got a tape of this, I would give you, if I had a good prize, I'd give you a good prize. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a prize for this.
5 CDs.
Listen to this. She's on the field after the Bears beat the Jaguars yesterday.
Right.
And she's interviewing Dick Geron, the coach of the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
And at the same time, she's talking to Dick Enberg, who's up in the booth.
Right.
And she actually says, oh, God, I'm here with two dicks. Wow. Now, I don't think she meant it to sound
right
the way that it sounded.
Coming from her. I wish we could get the tape.
But, yeah, if anybody's got the tape of that.
That's fantastic.
Bonnie Bernstein. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Kevin. How you doing?
Hi, Kevin. We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, good. I was watching TV over the weekend, and who do I see on Turk 182 but Kim Cattrall?
Really? That? Well, you know, she's an old broad. She's like...
pretty unusual, too, that you'd be watching cable and see that movie Turk 182.
Never. That's hardly ever on.
Unbelievable. For like the last 10 years, that movie is on all the time.
Absolutely. But you know, something I noticed is her feet. Did you see her feet?
What about...
No, the shot last night on Sex and the City, you didn't see her feet.
You've never seen her feet in a movie? She has club feet.
She has farmer feet.
What are farmer feet?
Farmer feet.
Big, fat, wide ones.
She got the big feet. She got what, Peggy Hill feet?
Her left foot. Her left foot has no toes.
She okay doesn't have farmer feet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Farmer's not.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, great. Listen, I know I'm from New York, right? And you guys were talking about the 1.7 share and that kind of deal.
Yes.
I've only been listening to you guys for about a week, and I listen to you guys every day now.
Yeah, so that's good.
I tell all my buddies about you now. So now you have at least 12 more listeners in New York.
F-N-A Bubba.
All right, thank you, my friend.
No problem. Take care.
We appreciated that. Well, what did Bonnie Bernstein say? Danny, do you have what Bonnie Bernstein said?
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, what did she say?
Well, they were doing an on-the-phone interview, and she said, I voted for Dick at one point. And you guys might want to take that out and sample it off.
Oh, well, apparently that's another time when Bonnie Bernstein was talking about...
You know what reminds me, though?
About Dick Geron.
When we used to talk about Bewitched and right. Dick York and Dick Sargent, such a wonderful pair that I was wondering if you, by any chance, still have the lyrics.
Do you have the theme, Rob?
I think Joe can scare it up. Hold on.
Mike, I believe that I have somewhere in my bag...
Don is a songwriter. People don't talk about it very often, but Don actually penned
a
classic.
Hold on.
To the tune of Bewitched.
Let me make sure I've got my dog-eared copy.
This was a minor hit a couple of years ago. We could all probably, I know Rob could probably recreate the lyrics for you.
Hold on. No, wait, give me
a second.
You still
have it?
Give me a second.
Elizabeth Montgomery liked it before she died.
She did, when you sang it for her.
Crap. Who gave me a signed picture of Johnny Unitas?
Wow, that's valuable.
Wham, oh, John Popman.
Right. I don't know why I'm carrying that around.
That's good luck charm. Do you have it?
Got it.
Yes. There you would.
Got it.
That's great. Now we're actually putting the music together back in Washington, D.C. And let me tell you, if you haven't heard this song, I'm amazed this was not number one with a bullet. These are the secret words to the theme from Bewitched.
Get ready for a real rock and roll moment.
This is something for our older listeners that may have enjoyed the show.
All right, ready? Joe, go ahead and roll it. I'm ready.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I have the lyric sheet.
Get ready for a song, Tour de Force.
There I two dicks.
All right.
First there was York, such a dick.
Right.
Then I changed to Sergeant. Hey, what a trick. I love two dicks. They're great to have around.
All right.
I'm always smiling.
Right.
With two dicks. Why frown?
Uh-huh.
I'm the witch with the most fun. Can't you see? Hey, just one more dick. And I'd have three.
He hasn't forgotten.
They're my two dicks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks.
Oh, yeah.
And come, what may. I'm proud to tell you this.
What's that?
I pass on a love-filled night with the New York Knicks.
Right.
Because I'm the witch with two dicks.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's been such a long time, man. It's good to hear that.
Since you regaled us with that. You would think I would have committed that to memory.
Boy,
but no,
that's
I've
a marvelous
to,
song.
I got to go to the lyric sheet.
Look at that. Now that
thing looks like the Declaration of Independence.
When they use dog-eared in the dictionary, they use a picture of that lyric sheet.
Archman, favorite.
All right. Fantastic.
Oh, listen. Before I get to the weekend stuff, I know that we're on in Seattle. KQBZ, that is the radio station, 100.3 FM. There is a story in the newspaper today, and I would appreciate someone from Seattle helping us out. These are perhaps the two biggest idiots on the face of God's green earth today as we speak. In Seattle, there are two guys. One's name is John Guth, he's 32. The other guy's name is Jeff Tweeten, he's 24. Since New Year's Day, 6 days ago, they have been camping outside the Seattle Cinerama Theater. Why are they camping?
Why are they camping?
They are camping because Star Wars Episode II,
oh my God,
Attack of the Clones, opens on May 16th.
Idiots. And they are going to wait in line until
for
May?
5 months.
Oh my God.
Now they have a website.
Sure.
www.waitingforstarwars.com.
Waiting for Star Wars. We plan on being the very first ones to see it.
But don't even bother going to the website. What I'd like is somebody in Seattle right now, what you got to do is go down with a cell phone. And you've got to, you pulled something from the last Star Wars one? Play it. Go ahead.
I like the mysticism.
All right, here is Joe from Seattle right now. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, have you heard about these two douchebags? Is this true?
Yeah, I heard something about it a little while back.
Okay, exactly where in Seattle is the Cinerama Theater?
Oh, that would be downtown. I do believe right now they're showing Lord of the Rings.
Now, why have they chosen the Cinerama Theater? Because that's the first theater in Seattle that's going to show the film?
Well, actually, the Cinerama goes way back. It's been remodeled and updated. It is the best place to see a big movie.
Movie Palace.
All right, well,
but, you know, it's not like they're camping out at a place where they're going to have the premiere.
Right.
No, that's what makes it even dumber.
They're just waiting for the movie to open.
We just don't have the funds and the resources to make the trek to San Francisco or Los Angeles.
What am I talking about prizes for? We've got some money to give away. I'll give away $100 to the first person in Seattle who goes down to the, what's the name of the theater? The
Cinerama
Theater.
Cinerama.
With a cell phone to put these two dumbasses on the air with
us. I'd like to hear from them.
I'd love to talk to them.
If I wasn't at work right now, I'd do it for you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I like the mysticism. Answer me these question three. I like the mysticism.
And, you know, I guess it's been 2 years since it was a Star Wars movie, but Rob, that means that once again, you're going to be able to get your tape recorder out and
I can't wait.
Go interview all the idiots who are waiting in line.
It's not just a film, Don. It's a
in that vent.
It'll probably be about April that it starts, but I'll take video down because you got to see some of these people that'll line up outside. What was it? What's the theater in downtown?
The Uptown Theater.
The Uptown Theater. And the block was like three blocks long.
But do you know that my wife and my son went to see The Lord of the Rings? I refused to go.
Right.
And they told me that there were guys who were, I didn't know that they were uniforms for Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes, the Tolkien books, absolutely.
But that there are guys who were wearing, like, the robes and and the hoods, and that they had babies dressed up like that.
Sure, people that are passionate fans.
Hold on, let me get her on.
They're all over the place. You've got the Trekkies.
Yeah, the Tolkien people almost have, like, a religious following. There are a lot of people that think that all the answers that you'd ever need, all the questions you'd ever need answered, are in that trilogy.
You get the ABBA fans, too.
Sure.
I saw a kid that was, like, dedicated to ABBA last night, and a guy that was dedicated to ABBA.
And, of course, Elvis fans.
Group ABBA.
Group ABBA. Oh, that's what my wife's thinking about becoming. That's that nutty. Hey, hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, baby, what's that religion you want to become?
Scientology?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's it, yeah.
I didn't say I wanted to become it. I said I was just reading about it.
No, you said you wanted to do
it. I mean, you hear bad things, and you hear good, and then you hear good things. So, but if you look at the stars who are it, like John Travolta.
Leah Remini.
And Tom Cruise.
Leah Remini.
You hear them into drugs.
Elfman.
Huh?
Jenna Elfman.
I mean, you never hear them going nutty like some celebrities. So you think,
Oh, that's a good reason to pick a religion, because the celebrities seem well-balanced.
I don't know what their philosophy is, but they seem to be more well-balanced than a lot of celebrities. Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
It worked out for that Tom Cruise marriage, too.
Sure.
Well, it's not a miracle worker.
Hey, sweetie, listen, when you and Barney went to see that dumb Lord of the Rings movie, what were the DAs in line wearing?
We saw this one couple, and they had to be 40-ish, and they had their poor teenage son with them, and they had on the capes, and they had the matching buckles that looked just like the capes that they use in Lord of the Rings, and their son was dressed normally, and we just felt so bad for this.
Well, did the teenager look like he was hurting?
I said to Bart, I know we embarrass you, but it could be worse.
All right, sweetie, I got a guy who's in Seattle who's going to go to this theater. I might need to call you later. I might not. I think I can handle the weekend without you, though.
All right, my darling, but when you talk about people being nutty about the Star Trek, don't leave yourself out of that conversation.
Okay, I'm nutty about Star Trek The Next Generation. Yes. What?
You're not always the coolest.
I realize that. That's well documented on the show, day in and day out.
All right, my darling.
To the 1 point, did you hear our number in New York?
Yeah, and I know it's going to be great. I mean, it sometimes takes some time.
1-7. Listener, you know what? I'll say this about my wife. God damn it, she's supportive. Yes. I love you, honey.
No, you know what? There have been times when I don't just yes man you. I've seen you act. I've seen you on TV. I don't remember being the most complimentary about everything you do.
No, that's true.
I know it sounds good, and I know it'll happen.
What, the ratings?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I feel confident.
That's
too.
Nice.
I really do. I agree with your wife wholeheartedly. I think that is not discouraging. And I know that people are saying that's because it's the medication, but that's not true.
All right.
I really do believe in it.
I love you, sweetie.
All right.
And I'll tell you this, Mike. I could borrow some of those Paxils from you. You know why?
Well, I haven't filled my prescription yet. I got an empty bottle.
I could borrow them Paxils because my wife and I had sex this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, honey, how long did I last? Seriously.
I don't have that. My watch doesn't have the second hand on it.
I mean, I have no control whatsoever.
Well, I got you beaten.
I have no control.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
We too had relations this weekend, and the side effect pleased my wife greatly.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, of course it did.
Oh, big
time. Because you were not able to, to complete right
exactly,
away.
Exactly, exactly. Right away?
How long?
I wish.
Did you complete it all?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, you know what that makes you?
Right.
Woman.
You're a woman.
Yes. That's right.
You're a woman.
But my wife was delighted.
You are a woman. You had sex without completion.
I did. Well, I'm not a woman.
Well, generally, women have sex without completion. Don't throw stuff at me.
Call me a woman.
You are a woman. Yeah.
Call me a woman. I'm very sensitive right now.
You'll get used to it. It won't always depress you. You'll find other ways. There are shoes.
Oh, yeah. You know what other way I'm going to find, Frieda? It's like going into my doctor's office and saying, hey, give me something else.
Yeah, well, you know? Now you're going to be on the Viagra then.
Well, no, the thing is, no. That's when you're...
I know, when you can't get it up.
I have maximum turgidity.
You just couldn't...
That's the side effect. Anybody that's on that stuff will tell you that's the side effect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you just do that miracle drug that helps you complete?
Yeah.
Don't Bogart it.
Really?
Yeah, really.
So there's another drug that they give you to help you complete?
I am saying if you go to
him... Oh, she wants some for herself. Is that what you're saying?
Frida, were you talking about that the other day, that there is some kind of drug they give you that they actually were going to sell as an aphrodisiac?
You would not I have a cabinet full of it if there was such a thing?
Well, you know, I don't know. They're advertising stuff on TV. You know, these products are all over TV too. These different drugs. It's frightening. It really is.
All right, love you, sweetie.
All right, but it's not like the deep fat fryer. Don't take a chance and order it.
All right, love you, honey.
I love you too, boo-boo.
All right, bye bye.
Any medicine from Dave Dornbush?
As a matter of fact, your name. For the first time, came up in our bedroom.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, when we got done with the glorious act, she said, boy, I wish you'd get some of that Paxil from Mike.
Well, you know what?
I said, why? And she said, I think you may have set some type of land speed record.
Do you know what my wife said seriously to me? She said, maybe the best ever. Wow. Yeah.
But for you.
Yeah.
So you know,
I'm taking any positive I can get out of the situation right
now. Have you not completed the act then since?
Yeah, I have. You know.
Good. All right. I was going to say you don't want that.
No.
You don't want that boiling inside.
No, and it's interesting because it's not. You know, it ain't as good. It's everything they said. Everything. I'm going to have a long talk with my old doc about this because you know, I mentioned it to him, and I probably did not stress how important that is to me. That is extremely important in my life.
What's the point of having sex if you can't finish?
Wow, you're absolutely. You know what? That's a great idea. That's a great concept, Don. I'm in total agreement.
Hello,
with you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hi.
Hey, Don. You just stole my son. I was going to ask Mike if you can't finish up, what's the sense of having sex?
Well, I agree. And you know something. And the thing is, here's the deal. Sometimes, like if you've had a lot to drink and you lose your turgidity or something like that. This is not like that at all. This is completely
blue steel cat couldn't scratch it.
And then finally you just say, all right,
I'm tired.
Enough.
So how did
you get tired?
Right. How did you end it with your wife then?
I didn't.
No, but what I mean is when you were done, but you weren't done, what did you do? Did you just say...
I started crying.
No, it was over.
It was over. We just, you know, and she was very happy and I was very sad.
There is a bright side. You won't roll out of bed.
Wait, hold on.
No, it goes away after a while.
So you're banging your wife.
Yeah.
And then at some point you realize that you're not going to be able to complete.
Not really at some point. It's just, you know, it was at a certain point you just go, okay. That's enough, because there wasn't anything happening.
And is that what you said to her?
No, I'm not.
What I want to know is, how did you say to your wife?
I don't think it was verbalized. I think it was, she knew going into this procedure that, that was one of the side effects, and she was very, very, you know, satisfied. I was not.
You're like a woman now.
I wish you wouldn't say that. All the medication's just going to wear off if you keep calling me a woman.
Okay. But you had sex with no completion.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for your sensitivity.
Hello. That's okay.
That's okay.
Frida.
Thanks. Oh, thanks a lot. That's really nice.
Well, Frida has sex with me all the time, and I'm positive. She gets completion if she's lucky.
Right.
Maybe 20% of the time with me. It's just the way that it's the way it is.
Right.
Hello.
Thanks.
Johnny. Are you there? Where's the guy from Seattle who's 15 minutes away from the movie theater? John?
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you're on the air, John.
Holy moly. Hey, Radio Gods. How y'all doing?
Now, listen, you're 15 minutes away from the theater where these idiots are waiting?
I thought it was 15. It's pissing rain here. I'm about 20 to 25 out, but I can get there.
All right, you get there and you get those guys on the phone. I'll give you $100. Call us back.
You got it. Do I need the hotline number?
Yeah, the hot,
right.
Hot
yeah, phone.
The hot phone.
That's probably the only reason he called right there.
The hot phone number. And incidentally, that guy never bothered to call back.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a tie because he claimed that he was going to get it. We said we were going to find out who he is. Neither one has happened. He hasn't gotten the hotline, and we haven't been able to track the guy down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
This is Big Joe from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Big Joe.
How's it going?
Okay.
All right, listen,
Who's the one taking that medication?
Me.
Mike. Yours truly.
It's Mike.
And listen, Mike, you're doing a bad thing here. You shouldn't have sex at all while you're taking that drug. I'll tell you why. Because your wife just said it's the best of her life. If you go off that drug, you're going to suck. Come on. I bet she's going to go after some other guy.
Come on. It's a fragile psyche you're dealing with here.
Yeah, thanks, pal. Yeah, I'm a woman. Call me Frida. Fragile psyche.
Hello, Rich.
Yes, is this the Don and Miss show?
Oh, no.
Hi, Miss O'Mara.
Stop it. People can be so cruel.
They're not going to stop.
They're not. It's going to be relentless now.
You know what? You just should have lied to us. You just should have.
Why? I haven't lied so far. Why the hell should I lie? I'm not embarrassed. This is not me. This is the drug.
Hello, Howie.
Everybody.
Yeah, how you doing?
Howie, Mike, this no BS. This guy
no
says
BS.
He has a support call.
Really?
A support call.
Okay.
Mike.
Well, yeah. No, right? And that you want to say the drugs will only affect them for a little while?
That's right. Yeah, I had taken it for a couple of years. And at the beginning, I had the same problem Mike had, no completion. And it took a little while, but after a while, your body gets used to it. And you're able to last a little longer, but you eventually complete.
All right. I would think, though. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's the deal.
It's not just completing. I don't want it to be less than it was before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Don's talking about seconds, and you're talking about hours, and it does get tiring after a while.
It does. But, you know, I think maybe the doctor I talked to said that, too, that after a while you do get used to it.
Right
now I'm at the very beginning of this this epic.
Riddle me this.
This journey.
Riddle me this, because this to me would seem to be a positive that I could pull out of this. And what you're saying leads me to believe maybe it's not.
Right.
So you bang your wife.
Yeah.
You're not able to complete.
Right.
And then at a later time, you sit down, you watch some porno, whatever you did.
Right.
And you are able to complete.
Yeah.
Is that completion...
With an enormous amount of effort.
Okay, but is that completion...
I'm so glad my life is an open book.
This is such a gay conversation.
Right.
Is that completion more spectacular because you've waited and waited and waited and waited and it's like...
No.
Oh, see, that sucks.
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, you would have, I'm getting very detailed here. If you're looking at it, if it was in a movie, you would say yes. But it doesn't feel any better. In fact, it feels a little less. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Quantitative versus quality.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay, I got you.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, good for you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just...
Good for you!
I'm going on what the doctor said,
maybe
this guy said, that after a while you get used to it.
Maybe you'll be able to hit the wall. You know what I mean.
Well, here's the deal. I don't doubt
that... Do you remember when I lived in my old house in Gaithersburg, and my wife went down to the basement, and when she pulled away the TV set from the wall...
Right.
She could tell that I had been down there.
Oh, that's just...
Because there...
There was stains.
Stains on the wall.
Nasty. Oh, dear. Nasty.
I would sit right in front of the TV and just I just kind of aim off to the right and hit the wall.
Didn't use your T-shirt?
No, I was in the basement.
Oh, okay. Gross.
I was in the basement.
So very gross.
So different than when you discuss a woman hitting the wall.
I understand.
It could not be any more different.
Totally different thing here. But here's the deal. I don't doubt that what that guy said and what the doctor said is that after a while you do get used to it. But if it is something where it is in any way diminished, I am going to give it some time. I'm not about that. I want it to be kind of back to where it was. And there are ways to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, there are ways to. They have stuff that they sell. I'm sitting there watching TV last night, and I forgot what they called this drug, but it was not like a medical drug. It was more like feel gooderol or something like that. You know, where they said it. You know, and I'm going crazy with all this stuff.
That's okay.
It's pretty overwhelming. It really is. That's okay, Miss.
That's okay.
Come on.
That's okay, ma'am.
Yeah, there you go. I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Well, come on.
I knew it was coming.
You had sex and you weren't able to complete.
I understand, Dave. I understand. But it's a side effect of the medicine.
And there are worse things, I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Not being able to have sex at all, for example.
That's true.
Yeah, I suppose.
See, so there's that.
There's that, right. You got that.
Don't need the little blue pill now to match the little pink pill. Right.
We have to break.
Jesus Christ.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me?
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
Now, tone down 20% for your listening pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, here's your phone numbers. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW, 877-365-3636. You can also get us at Instant Feedback, WNEW.com.
All right.
A lot of the instant feedbacks that we're getting are about the, I know it's been an hour since we discussed it, bread, milk, toilet paper.
Yes.
But in fact,
snowing pretty heavily right now.
Yeah. Here in New York.
Yeah.
Some of our longtime listeners agree that bread, milk, and toilet paper, the phrase itself, coined on the old Don and Mike Morning Zoo.
Very good.
Wow. So thank you to the longtime listeners out there. Now we've got two guys from Seattle who are at the movie theater with the guy who's waiting, the two guys who are waiting for 5 months for the Star Wars movie.
Right.
I think to be fair that we got to go to the guy who got there and called us 15 seconds ahead of the other guy.
Okay, very good. That's the fair way to do it.
Because we got a running clock saying how long these guys have been on hold. And let's first try to go to Bruce.
Hello,
I'm back. Hey, Bruce.
Hello.
Bruce, it's Don and Mike. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. Now, you're at the theater?
Yeah. Hello?
Now, who's yelling in the background there, Bruce?
It's another guy that just walked up.
Okay, yeah, we got a lot of guys, I guess, in Seattle going out to this movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the, were you the first to arrive?
Yes.
Okay, are you there with the two douchebags who are waiting for the Star Wars movie?
I'm here with one of them, it's Jeff.
With one of them.
All right, yeah, would you put Jeff on?
Okay, hold on.
All right, then, we'll give you $100 then.
I guess they're probably waiting in tandem. Hello. It'd be silly for them both.
Hello, is this Jeff Tweeton?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jeff, this is Don and Mike. We're on a bunch of radio stations, including The Buzz in Seattle.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm doing an art project to capture the essence of waiting. as well as anticipating the release of the new Star Wars movie.
Are you seriously going to sit outside until May?
I'm dead serious.
Now, why 5 minutes? Why 5 minutes in advance?
What?
5 months in advance.
Why now? Why not wait until 2 weeks before the movie?
Because I really, truly wanted to capture the essence of waiting, and I don't... I think I needed this much time to really go through all the emotions it would take to do this project with
you. You want to capture the essence of waiting?
Go to a grocery store.
Right.
Go to the DMV. Go to DMV, right.
The lost art of this new millennium is patience. Everybody wants everything very quickly.
Right.
You know, instant gratification. If they can't have it in 5 minutes, they don't want it.
Now, are you doing this in shifts with the other guy?
No, we're not doing any shifts at all.
What? Where are you sleeping? Where are you eating? Where are you bathing? Where are you going to the bathroom?
People are wonderful. They're bringing me food as well as the Nara Grill here on the corner of 4th, 5th, and Lenore is bringing me sushi as well as...
You know, that ain't going to last for 5 months.
I'm sleeping like in my chair here, just bundle up nice and warm.
Well, do you have a tent?
No, I do not have a tent. I have the only thing I have is the awning that protrudes out over the Cinerama.
And what happens when you have to go number two?
The Woolworth Hotel is allowing me to use their bathroom, so
nice.
I do my number two over there.
He's getting the plugs in. What? But so what you don't have any real shelter?
I don't have any real. Well, the awning is like I didn't get hardly wet at all. It's been raining here all evening. A little blustery in the wind, but that's okay.
Jeff, do you have a job?
This is my job, actually. This is my current art project. I was a TA at a high school and did an art project and usually just sell my artwork and use my artwork to support myself.
How old are you?
This guy, I think he's 24, right? You're 24?
Yeah.
And the other guy's 32?
Yeah.
What's your educational background?
I went to the Art Institute of Seattle. And I was going to school to get my teaching certification.
So are you saying this has nothing to do with a disproportionate love of Star Wars?
That has a lot to do with a disproportionate level of sarcasm.
So you have that too.
That's only a small fraction of the larger picture.
Okay. It's the essence of waiting. Where's your pal at? Where's your buddy that's doing this with you?
He's actually updating the website and talking to a whole bunch of you guys and trying to coordinate times in which to talk to you guys.
A bunch of disc jockeys. Right. See, that's what's great about our shows. We just, give $100 to send someone down with a cell phone.
I don't want to coordinate or do anything.
Who wants to coordinate with these guys? Well, we'll probably keep sending people down every once in a while to check on you.
What do you do about sex?
Well, the Fox Communications, has given us a van, so I guess I could just, make that into a shaggin' wagon.
Are you a heterosexual, a homosexual, or a bisexual?
I'm a heterosexual male.
All right, so if we got you a woman down there, do you want to hook her?
As I said, everybody asked me. I've been saying send a stripper. I could really use a lap dance. So.
All right,
that'd be great.
Well, now listen, here's the deal. If we do send you a stripper,
probably have to go to the van for that.
And we get you a lap dance. What do we get in return when you're interviewed on Entertainment Tonight? Will you say
we're the official radio show of this lame ass stunt?
I'll put it up on the website, and I'm sure a lot of people will pick that up.
F that. It's got to be something better than that.
Yeah, if we send you
something better than that.
Yeah, we want a little more exposure. If you get that national TV time, you got to thank us on national TV if we're going to send you a stripper.
Because, eventually, if you really do stay out there for 5 months, like the Today Show will have you on.
Right.
We're actually going to be on there, I think, in the next couple of days.
Of course, because it's that time of year.
All right, well, then, listen, I tell you what. If we get you a stripper out there today, will you say hello to us on your first morning network television show appearance and thank us for our support?
Sure, why the hell not?
All right.
Why the hell not? Okay, all right.
Let me get your guys' names again.
That's Don.
Your guy will give it to me.
All right, put Bruce, my man Bruce, back on the phone.
Okay, here's Bruce.
Bruce, excellent job for this guy, Bruce.
Way to go, Bruce.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, Bruce, listen, thank you so much for listening. Bruce, you've won $100 for being the first to go down and tell me something, though. This guy can't hear me. Does this guy look like a fag to you, or does he look straight? What does he look like to you?
No, he's just a normal guy that's out here just into Star Wars.
All right, he's not wearing anything weird? Doesn't look like a nerd nick or anything, like a pocket protector kind of guy?
No, not at all.
All right, then, Lisa, what we're going to need to do is coordinate with a West Coast outfit. Maybe you can call some of our East Coast girls.
Yeah, nothing like, those yellow pages.
To see if we can get this guy a lap dance out there. And I guess what we could do maybe is find out what time it's going to happen.
Right.
And announce it maybe they'll announce it on KQBZ on the air on the Seattle radio station.
That'd be very nice. And he's got a van down there, so he can probably go into the van to get his lap dance.
And folks could go down and watch the van rock back and forth.
It puts the lotion on its body or else it gets the hose again.
All right. Yeah, Bruce, hold on a second. And thank you for listening. Hold on, please. That's too many details for me to think of right now.
Well, he asked for a lap dance. You got to like the guy right there. There's a little normalcy that came into that.
All right, so Lisa, here are your tasks. You ready?
I'd like her to wear a Darth Maul outfit, though.
Yeah, get him a stripper that looks like Boba Fett. they're like Jabba the Hutt. A big
Yoda.
Let's get him a stripper. Let's get him a stripper. Get him a lap dance. See if we can get it today. Because you can use my credit card for that.
A big beanbag he has, yes?
let's see if we can find out and we can announce before we go off the air today what time the stripper will be down there.
Very good.
Then let's see if KQBZ will announce the time beyond being on our show.
We've never called KQBZ. We've never had contact with KQBZ.
And then tomorrow we can have people from Seattle call us to tell us how this guy enjoyed his lap dance while he's waiting in line for 5 months for Star Wars.
Yeah, we'll have to visit him again.
And then the Rube better say hello to us, to Katie Couric.
Yeah, he was a little shaky about that.
Do you think Katie will get that, or are they going to fund that off to Soledad or perhaps Ann?
Oh, that's strictly Ann Curry material.
I just hope that the other guy's not the alpha male in the relationship. And that could be, based on my interview with this guy, you might have that other guy that pulls all the strings. No, you're not saying thank you to them. What are you doing getting a lap dance?
Well, if they both get the lap dance.
Yeah. Well, maybe the other guy's not straight.
Use the force.
You never know.
So.
I think there's a little gay factor in all the guys that do this kind of crap.
Yeah. Wow, your lightsaber.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I love your lightsaber.
That's it. The 12 o'clock show emptied out on Saturday. We're here under the awning all by ourselves.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know what to
buddy.
Do.
Hello, hey, buddy.
Hey, Don.
Hey, we're doing great.
Two yahoos. I mean, my God, how whacked out do you have to be? I mean, just to spend 5 months outdoors. I mean, the smell, the reek, the rancid reekiness of it. I mean, just... Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody's going to want them in the movie theater.
What about the movies that are going on there? Like, Lord of the Rings is playing there right now. You know, Mommy, I smell root beer.
I'm sure that the theater probably loves the fact that...
Oh, sure.
They're getting their goddamn name mentioned on the radio. And
Cinerama's like a million years old, too.
TV, yeah. And, you know, and if they... Let's say you run the movie theater, and you've got these two dumbasses who want to sit out there till May.
Right.
You go, sure, hey, what the hell? Take up 10 feet of space out front of the theater.
You know, if you really wanted to be technical about it, though, you don't leave the site. You know, you don't move from the spot you are, and you just you drop your drawers.
I mean, don't
make
they
your
have
feces
like,
there?
That'll happen.
Don't they have jobs? I mean, don't they have wives? I mean,
no. I think no,
don't
college.
You have homes?
I think they're college guys.
No, and
college,
no.
I mean, don't they have if they're college? Don't they have classes or to go to?
You know what? I guess they don't. And they.
Well,
and
wait. He said it's an art project, so he might actually
that's
there
the
might be a
project.
There might be a chance that he's getting credit for this.
No, but what about the
next do that?
What about the other guy? The other guy's 32, though.
Yeah, they're comparing the size of their lightsabers with each other.
The other guy might be in a few computer databases.
Yeah, sugar daddy.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, Carrie.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, you know what? One thing that you need to remember, you know who's really the happiest that those two guys are out there?
Who?
Their parents, because at least they get their basements back for 5 months.
Yeah, amen.
Losers.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Amen.
Agreed. But if they could be our losers for a while, that'd be okay with us.
I would think that George Lucas would also be happy that the you know it begins already. You
yeah.
know this ridiculous hype for these movies that aren't really that good.
He wakes up this morning. Yeah, he's being bathed, being you know, and he's got his wipers and everything. And someone says, "Mr. Lucas, great news." You know, he's
excellent.
Sucker.
Send them a check.
Wow, he might break even on this one.
Suckers. Right. Hold on. Here's Dave from Seattle says these morons have already been on TV. Dave, these idiots have already been on the TV?
Yeah, these two guys are on local TV spots.
Oh, really?
What, TV like, spots or are they local TV news?
During the news?
Oh, just like a local human interest show on your local Seattle TV stations.
Like what, on the Good Morning Seattle or what?
Yeah, actually it was the NBC affiliate here.
I don't doubt that they're going to hit the Today Show, and,
sure.
and
yeah.
it's the hype machine, you know, and I don't trust anyone. I think it's a vast conspiracy, just like the weather.
But it's way early, though, to start the hype machine for the movie that doesn't come out until May. I mean, after all, today is January 7th.
But don't the studios leak stuff when the movie is in the can? Like, when the movie's done, studios will leak controversial material
sure.
way in advance
always
of the
have.
Premiere.
Yeah, and now with the internet, it's like a science.
Right.
You couldn't do that, Mike.
What's that? Leak stuff?
Leak stuff.
Thank you. Thanks for reminding me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I could, though, technically.
Don,
it just
Mike.
Didn't work at that particular moment. It's a little later. But I did leak stuff.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hi. Hi, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
You know, we've not even mentioned that.
Yeah,
that Mike's moving into
it's
my...
move-in day today.
Mike's moving into my building today.
And you generously offered to escort me over to the building.
We are. I'll take you over there after the show
That's
today.
That's very, very nice.
Show you the shortcut to get over there.
My mattress is there already. That's what they told me.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So how in the world is this art for this guy to sit out for 5 freaking months? I don't get it.
You know, art is a very subjective thing. There are some who would say this radio show is an art form.
Yes. It's the essence of waiting.
I just don't understand. Someone needs to go out there and kick that guy in the ass.
All right, you know, perhaps that won't happen as well.
You never know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
This is Jay from Long Island. I just want to say, wouldn't it be great if after 4 months and 29 days, management from the theater decides to get him arrested for trespassing?
That would be the sweetest.
You know, it's interesting, the people that, like the guys that bring violence into it.
Yeah.
For what reason? You know, certainly these guys are nerd nicks, but the guy says, hey, I gotta go kick his ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, can you guys tell me where I could donate some supplies, like a handgun to them?
See?
So they can kill themselves?
Isn't this interesting?
Okay.
And this is not that we get a lot of calls like this. They anger you, don't they?
Well, listen, I've got to be honest. Now, not to
it's the
point.
The guys that go out and slay the dragon every day to go to work. Yeah. That's what makes them angry. Sure.
Not to the point of violence, but these guys piss me off as well.
Right.
Of course. You got 5 freaking months to sit in front of a theater?
Sure.
You got 5 months, but at the same time, while they piss me off, I'm not above buying them a whore for a lap dance so that they will say our name.
Pot or something. It's more effective.
Why not?
All right. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, just get some weed.
Get some weed.
Just get some good quality weed.
Send Buzz out to Seattle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Speak to us.
All right. Hold on. Here we go. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a number for a strip club in Seattle.
Excellent.
Hold on. Lisa, do you need it? Do you need it or you got one? Lisa's already got it covered.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, though, my friend.
See you about, guys.
Bye-bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, tell you what. If I didn't have to work, I swear to God I'd be out there with those guys.
Why?
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 Yes.
It's the greatest. Star Wars is the essence of my childhood.
Yeah, okay. But he says something very key here. If he didn't have to work. And so you actually have your priorities in check. You know you have to work.
Of course.
I mean, good for you.
Yeah, but if you're living with your mommy and daddy and you're 24 years old and you don't have a job and you're a professional student and you don't have any real responsibility in your life, I suppose, and you happen to be a nerdnik enough that this is the film that somehow has an overwhelming amount of significance.
Jesus
your life.
Christ, 5 months, though.
Then you roll out there. But, you know, he's 24.
5 months, though.
He ought to be working.
Well, I'm 28, and I'll still be out there a week or two before the movie.
Oh, well, you know what? Listen, even though that's retarded, I'll give you that. That's a week. Okay, there you're being just a giant fan of Star Wars. 5 months in advance, I mean, you need to have your head examined.
I hate lines of any kind for anything, anywhere. I it's the worst thing in the world. Like, when you see a super deluxe line somewhere,
of any kind.
Like for a restaurant or something like that. To me, food is wonderful, but there's no food good enough to stand in line, especially if you're going to be at, like, a cheap chili eye fried against and stand in line on a Friday night.
Okay, what's the essence of waiting? Go to the airport on Thanksgiving.
Right. They're waiting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You want to know the essence of waiting? Try to find out what your New York ratings are. Hello. You're on the air. Hello.
Camped out in front of Jeremy's office.
Hello. That's right. We sit there with little awning.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
What makes me even more mad is not that the fact that these people are sitting in front of the theater, but NSYNC is going to be in the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Oh, my God.
Like as extras.
You're asking me.
As extras, yeah.
Oh, no,
they're going to be Jedi Knights.
Oh, Jedi fags.
Way to whore it out,
all
George.
Right. Thank you, my friend. Oh, that's a sickening development.
Isn't it?
That's an awful development, but it won't stop us from buying a whore for
the
guy in Seattle.
Did you go to the last one? Did you go to the Darth Maul one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
You were at the DC premiere.
Yes, I was. Remember, I got a fancy schmancy ticket to the premiere.
Did you like it?
No.
Yeah,
no,
I thought you said it sucked.
No, I didn't like it. Remember, don't you remember all the Star Wars guys that called me the next day and said, how can you possibly say you didn't like Star Wars The Phantom Menace? It was an incredible show.
I like the mysticism.
I like the mysticism.
Fantastic.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me. And you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Live from the Pegasus, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, here's your phone numbers, 877-365-3636. That's from anywhere. D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Don't get upset. You know, I keep turning the other microphone on. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
When I read you the ratings?
Yes.
I just realized I read them backwards.
do you mean?
I swear to God. I swear on my life.
What do you mean you read them backwards?
That they go like this. They go... This is the one that just came out is fall 2001, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. See, if you were to read this, wouldn't you think that the number over here is the newest number?
So we've gone down?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, we're down.
What are we down to?
Overall?
Yeah.
A 0.9.
Wow.
Remember when I was saying a year ago that's what the station had?
Oh, my God.
Sure, I'm glad I went back and looked at these again.
Yeah, Jesus.
See that?
Oh, that sucks.
But we're still getting beat by all the same stations I said we were getting beat by before.
Wowzy woo-woo. Oh, my God.
Men, 18 to 44, we have a 1.9 share.
Oh, this is bad news.
Oh, dear. Men, 25 to 54, we have a 1.8 share.
This is horrible.
So it's like half what I thought it was.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
What do you want, Rob? What am I supposed to do?
CD 4.
CD number 4, whatever queues up. That's screwed up. What are you trying to... Listen, I'm just glad I caught this.
Yeah.
I was walking down the hall thinking, well, you know what? If we got a 1.7 share, I'm sure we outperformed the radio station.
Right.
Then I thought, you know what? Before I get on the air and say that, I better just double-check all my figures and go on the Internet and see if I can find... Well, I can't find any ratings information on the Internet.
Right. So you went back and looked at that.
I went back and looked at this, and you see it says Winters 2001 all the way in the left-hand corner.
Yeah.
Then Spring 2001, Summer 2001, and Fall 2001 is all the way in the right-hand corner.
So all the way to the right-hand.
All the way to the right-hand is the newest ratings.
I see.
So sorry about that.
Well, that's all right.
I didn't mean to misrepresent the fact that we were up to a 1.7 share.
Boy,
actually,
that's incredible. That's incredibly bad.
Yes, it is.
So we've taken the ratings and put them in the toilet.
Well,
let's be honest.
I'm winded.
Well, no, actually, they started to go down before we took over this time slot. Well,
yeah.
But
we haven't stopped that slide.
We've done nothing to stop the slide.
My
no.
God.
No, we've not. No, we have not.
Man, oh, man, Ashevitz.
We really haven't. Hope you didn't sign a long-term lease on that place.
Well, you know, as long as yours is.
Okay. Well, let me see. No, yes, we're down everywhere.
Everywhere, across the board.
We're down everywhere.
Well, we need more help.
Yes, we do. So there you go. That's the that's the ratings news. And again, my fault. I'm the dumbass. Sorry, everybody. The way they normally come over is when you get the column like this, the newest ones are the ones all the way on the left-hand side.
That would make sense. You know, I'm surprised at that. I really am. I'm very, very surprised.
Yeah. At what, that I read it wrong or that the
no,
or
not that,
that
you read
or
it
that
wrong.
Our rating is a 0.9
I'm
share.
Surprised that our rating is under a 1 share.
Well, let me see. Who did well then? Because the ratings I read before that were totally wrong.
Right.
For New York. The number one station is still WLTW in our time slot, middays.
Right. What do they have?
8.4.
Wow.
Number two is CBS-FM with a 5.0. Number three is WABC. We're getting beat by the deaf guy with a 4.2. Then you have the news station. Then you have all the hip-hop stations. And then you have, let me see. Who's down in our territory?
Yeah.
And that thing I said about WBLI?
Right.
Forget that.
No, not even close.
Well, they have a 1.1 share.
We are close then. We're within striking distance. We're not beating them like we were before.
The Spanish station, though, that we were so close to?
Yeah, we're not.
They have a 1.7.
Yeah, where we said we were.
We have a 0.9.
I understand, Dave.
Who knows Siente?
What does that mean, Rob?
1.7.
Right. 1.7. PLJ has a 2.4. K-Rock has a 2.5.
Point nueve.
WFAN has a 2.5. CBS AM, they help by the war.
They're point effing nueve.
2.9.
Ah, yee!
Yeah, so let's just set the record straight there about how bad we were doing. Well, how badly our show is doing in New York.
Statistics are difficult to interpret sometimes.
Sure.
Oh, that's a pretty easy one to interpret, Mike.
That's pretty clear. Well, I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt there.
Well, oh, you mean with me reading it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let me just hand it to you. And okay. If you were just, if on now that you know it, though, just looking at it, wouldn't you go left to right or right to left with the stuff on the very left being the newest stuff?
Yes.
You see how I could have made that mistake?
Yes.
Do you really?
Easily, yeah.
But I went back and looked at it.
I would look at the first number as the...
most recent number.
Right.
But it's not. That was the number that was 4 books ago.
So the winter book would be 2002.
That's the book that we're in now.
Right.
The book that's unreleased. In which we will take a 0.9 share and see what we can do with.
Okay.
Okay.
That's our job. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's even worse to look at it.
Okay, well then pass it back over. Pass it back over. Come on. You gotta let it go, big guy.
I'm sorry.
Come on, you gotta let it go now.
God.
You gotta let it go.
Just got an apartment here.
I know you did. Come on.
Moving in today.
I know you are.
Moving in today. I'm not even gonna get a bed.
I couldn't lie to you.
I'm not even gonna get a sofa.
What am I gonna do?
I'm just gonna get a warming
dish.
What am I
gonna do? Find out that I rent them backwards to you and lie to you and not tell
you? No, you got it. No. You gotta clear it up with our listeners too.
Of course I do. Yes. God damn.
Come on, New York.
0.9.
I'm shocked.
It's up to you, New York. New York.
My goodness.
Now that's down. That's down half a point.
That's not good at all.
Over the summer.
That's not good at all.
Over the summer, the station had a 1.5 share in this time slot. So now we've in our first full book, we've taken it down to a 0.9. So that's the official starting point for the show. The 0.9 share.
All right, now we have to look at that as the starting point. The new beginning.
That's right. That's all we can do.
Even though we started a while back.
That's all we can do. No, we started 4 months ago.
4 months ago.
4 months. August, September, October, November. So what do you want to do?
It doesn't happen overnight.
No, this is our genesis.
This is a lot of work that we need to do in this city.
God damn.
There's a lot of work to be done. You know, I am getting positive feedback. Here in New York, we're getting a great response here in New York. Yeah. We're even getting a response when we go out to the places we go out to. But we want you all to spread the word.
Please.
Jesus Christ.
Let me just say this, though. WALK-FM?
Yeah.
Whoever the hell you are, kiss our ass. We're beating you.
Oh, there's light of day. What's our rank?
Precisely.
Because it could be our lowest rank ever.
Yes.
I saw it. It's 25.
Yeah.
We're 25th.
25th.
How many radio stations are there?
50-some.
Okay. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Actually, more than that, there's like 80 signals in New York.
Right.
Men 18 to 44 were in 19th place. Men 25 to 54 were in 18th place.
I want everybody to remember this day.
Why?
I don't know. Hard to forget. I don't know.
Okay, so that's our money ratings right there. Ooh. There you go. Sorry about that, and that's no one's fault but mine that I read them backwards. But you would think someone in quality control from the radio station would have come in.
No, not at this place.
And come in and said, "Hey, listen,
not here."
You're saying that you went up to a 1.7. Really, you went down to a 0.9.
Boy, oh boy.
But anyway, so that's where we're at. Go ahead, take your pot shots at us. It'll happen.
Yeah, please do.
I know it'll happen. Everybody go, "Oh, you suck.
Right, well, exactly.
But guess what? We have a year and a half left on our contract.
We do indeed.
And as long as this station's in this format, you're going to be stuck with us.
So
you better just admit to the ratings company you listen.
Yeah, we'd like you to do that. It would be very beneficial.
You know what this is, Mike? This is two things.
Save that.
Say two things.
Save that. I'm confident we're going to improve on that.
First, this is a humbling experience. And second, this is toilet paper.
But But
I will save this.
Yeah, save it.
I will save it.
We've done that before as a reminder.
That is a reminder.
I mean, it happens.
0.9. Man. 0.9er.
Niner.
Not even 1%. That means 99.1% of New York is not listening to this show.
There are like 90,000 people. Listening.
Yeah, probably. Maybe 100,000 if we're lucky.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
100,000 people listening to us right now. We'd like you to spread the word, please.
We got to find out what our cum is. Because that'll tell you how many people are actually sampling us.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving us a try.
You're telling us there's a chance.
God damn.
Tough to hold your head up high.
It is.
A little. Well, listen. We had a couple options to go on this. First off, we could have just ignored the fact.
You know, somebody's going to come out and say, hey, what were they saying? They were wrong. They were telling you the truth. They were telling you a lie.
But, I mean, even if I had not read the ratings backwards, even if...
Yeah, I mean, even the thing is, we were disappointed with the good ones that you read. We were disappointed with that.
At least there was hope.
Yeah, there was hope. There's not hope now.
Well, no, there has to be hope. Yeah. I would think...
0.9 right now makes me feel despair.
I would think that you can't do worse than a point. Well, no, I know
well,
you...
Well, let's take a look.
I know you can do worse than a 0.9 because I know that there are stations, for instance, in D.C. that don't even show up in the ratings.
Exactly.
So, right. So anyway, that's where we stand really in the ratings. I think the next big market to have the ratings come in is D.C.
Yeah.
Thank God for you folks in D.C.
Yeah, really.
Because I'm betting that we'll have a good number there.
Yeah, well, you know, we... It's new territory for us.
When that comes out.
Here.
God damn.
It's very new territory for
0.
Us.
0.9.
Be on the air here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, everybody's at work.
Hello.
Hello?
Come on.
Hi,
come on.
Sorry, I'll buck up.
Come on, listen.
I'll buck up.
There's no excuse. You can't say while everyone's at work, while the deaf guy has a 4.2 share.
Exactly.
People at work are listening to the goddamn deaf guy.
All right, maybe we should go deaf.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I live in New Jersey, and I have like 30 guys in my office that listen to you. I don't know where they're getting these numbers at.
Well, these are the Arbitron ratings, honey.
Well, how do they make them? How do they come to this?
We can't tell you.
Why?
We'd get in trouble if we did.
If we talk...
And what if we all went online or wherever had to go and click in and say that we all listened?
I wish it was that simple. Thank you, though, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're one of approximately 90,000 people who listen to the show in
God
the
bless
New York
you
area. Thank you very much.
Very excited.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, listen, think of it like this, though. At least in New York, we've got almost enough, more than enough people to fill Giant Stadium who listen to the show.
That's a good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We get a table at all the great restaurants.
Hello.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, think of it this way. If you're a cable network, you'd be partying with a 0.9.
Yeah, that's true, but we're not a cable network.
I know. I was just... Let me ask you guys a question.
If we were a cable network, we'd have more nudity.
I work in TV ratings, and... People can talk about their ratings. Why won't Arbitron let you talk about your ratings?
They will let us talk about the ratings. They will not let us talk about the way the ratings are garnered.
Yeah, that is illegal.
That's complete crap. I work for a ratings company, not them.
I mean, we can't do it because you get you get a little asterisk next to your radio
different company,
station.
Different rules.
Right. And then we've gotten in trouble with that before. We're talking about the ratings before, about how they garner the ratings. Mm-hmm. But thank you.
All right,
Garner.
Guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Garner.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
When you leave the studio today, when approximately are you going to your doctor's for Prozac?
I'm not.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I won't be seeing my doctor for a while.
Prozac.
What?
You what?
Well, I mean, Mike sounds real depressed. I was just, it sounds like you might go on Prozac.
No, I'm fine.
You are?
I've been here. Don and I have fought a lot of battles in the 16 years we've been together, and I'll tell you right now, this is no different. We might be discouraged right now, but we are very confident in our ability to bring ratings up. We've done it all over the country, and we're going to do it here, too.
Can I say something, Mike?
What?
It's okay to share your pain. You don't have to hold it in.
Okay, thank
you. All right, I'm a little pissed off right now.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. I'm angry.
Okay, come on.
I'm angry.
Okay, don't do
that. Hang
on. Yes. You want me to let it all out?
Hello?
I'm angry.
Okay, be angry.
I'm really not angry.
I know you're not angry.
I'm not. I'm
hello.
Medication.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
I need to ask you something about the 4-Hour Club. I sent in applications about 4 or 5 months ago, and I still haven't received
them. No, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Just deal with it, sir.
What do you want?
Hello.
Deal with it. Don and Mike.
Work it out.
Hello.
Not today, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey.
I was just curious if Mike wanted to sublet his new apartment out.
Give me a month. I want to spend a couple of nights in it.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
How you doing? I want to talk about them two guys sitting in front of that movie theater.
Well, the guys in Seattle? Sure. What about them?
I think it's all publicity stunt, and I think it's working. The guys are probably going to have food sent to them now, and that you guys made a big deal of it on the radio.
All right.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, when the guy was mentioning his plugs, I think that's going to be short-lived, like with the sushi place bringing in food and
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, that makes a big splash at first, and people talk about the amount of time. If this was a month before, you wouldn't even be hearing about these guys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, listen, I got a confession to make to you guys.
All right.
First off, don't hang up on me, okay? But I'm the guy that always calls up and tries to get you to say these nuts.
Okay.
But, I mean, I love you guys. You're the best. I'm a New York truck driver. Me and all my trucker friends listen to you guys. And these Armatron ratings, I think they're fixed or something.
No, listen.
Everybody I know listens to you.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. They're not fixed. They're not fixed because I know that we get great ratings in a lot of other cities we broadcast.
Yeah. We're hoping that, you know, I think really, I do believe in my heart that when it happens for us up here, it's going to happen fast. It's going to happen quickly. And, you know, we just got to keep plugging. That's what we're going to do.
Sure better, Mike.
God, I hate talking like that.
It's sure better.
Jesus, I hate talking like that.
Yeah.
I got an idea.
We're going to keep plugging. You know what? You're all, hey, listen, I'm sorry. We gotta go. You're almost sounding like Jim Mora.
Yeah.
Did you see the great Jim Mora moment yesterday?
Did he have another meltdown?
Yes, but it was
again.
No. It was an opposite meltdown.
Really, like the total mellow. I don't care.
No. Jim Mora. Now keep in mind, and the Colts won yesterday.
Right.
They won their season finale. He's standing at the podium, and he starts to cry.
Oh no!
And he starts to cry, and he's going like he's.
It's like on the verge of insanity. Talk about a guy that eats Paxil.
He turns around, and you know that that plywood that they have behind the coaches where they tack up like the logo and corporate sponsors? He punches it.
Oh, really?
He turns around and he, boom! He comes back and goes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on that you don't know about. Stuff that I can't talk about. There's stuff. I'm not going to quit. I want to be the coach here next year. I'm not going to quit.
Oh, God, that's like signing your death warrant, isn't it, in the NFL?
Yeah. If anybody's got
that. Oh, man, would I love to see that.
I mean, I know someone else.
Was it on SportsCenter?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
And they ran
today.
It like 1,000 times. And they lined them all up. They lined up with his diddly-poo speech.
Oh, they showed them all.
They showed the New Orleans speech. Then they showed the speech from earlier this year with the Colts.
Do you think they're going to keep him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they showed the speech with the Colts this year where he got mad at some guy and said, playoffs? Playoffs? We're not going to the playoffs! and then the one yesterday was the best ever.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Anybody out there?
Jim Mora, the man that keeps on giving.
Joe has it. Joe Ardinger has it, but it's at home.
They should put on a best of tape of his greatest moments.
At the very least, we'll have it tomorrow. Anybody out there who's got it, call us now. It's the best. It's the best Jim Mora ever. Hello, do you have that? Hello?
What's up, you fat DHs?
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
This is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
This is Glenn the janitor.
No, it's not. This is Brian.
Good call, Mike.
You are a big, fat DHs.
Hello.
Don't say it.
This is Hades, Lord of the Underground.
Goodbye, Glenn.
Bye, Glenn.
This is Lord Hades.
Goodbye, Glenn.
Lord Hades.
Don't say it.
No one likes Glenn.
Bye, Glenn.
What do you not want him to say? Of the underworld.
No, you see, what happens is you guys say Hades, and what do you say, jackass?
Yeah.
He's
wizard. All right, okay.
Come on.
Come on. No, you come on.
Jeff,
come
on.
We'll do better if we filter out Glenn.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Listen, I don't want to take up too much time, but I was listening to you guys talk about the ratings and such.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, but you know something? Let me tell you guys something. I'm from New York, and I started first listening to your show maybe about 4 or 5 months ago. Wasn't a big fan, you know what I'm saying? But I started to listen, man, and I got to be honest with you. It's one of the best produced radio programs on the air. You know what I mean? So I just want people to, you know what I'm saying, get a little bit more acclimated to the show, man.
Hey, what are you saying?
I say that it's a good program.
It's a good program. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
It's like you want to thank our production staff, but what about the, you know, what about the two guys with their asses up front every day?
You understand what I'm saying?
No, no, no. We're getting love here. We're getting love.
I'm just a little sensitive, okay? I'm just a little sensitive. I'm trying to maintain.
Look, the ratings are going to pick up in New York, man. The shows in New York are not that great to begin with, man.
Well, listen, I got news for you. Right now, we're getting beat by whatever the hell's on the WADO, which is Spanish.
You know what you guys need? Maybe why don't you put some more rap artists on the program.
Very good.
That's a good idea.
We'll do that.
Bye-bye.
What have I been telling you, Don?
Bye-bye.
That's what Rob says every day.
That's what Rob has been screaming about.
You won't let it go.
Hello, Don and my show. Hello. Rob keeps saying more black influence on the show.
Yeah, more rap.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Those New Yorkers are just too dumb to get the show.
Oh, stop that.
Knock it off.
Go.
Listen,
stop that. Get out of here. Where are you calling from?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah. The capital of the world.
Well, you win.
Vegas, yeah. Right. Hello. Dan. Dan, do you have the Jim Mora tape, or did you just see it?
I don't have it. I saw the whole clip. I mean, I saw the clip, so I know what you're talking about. I mean, the reporter turns to him and says, are you going to be here next year, or are you going to quit? He turns around and just starts blubbering.
Oh, he is.
Turns around, nails the backboard. I mean, like, just, you hear thud. He turns back to him and he's like, I want to coach here next year, and damn it, I'm going to be here. I don't care what they say. I'm going to coach.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Wow. Yeah.
It's one of the best, and he's standing there crying like a little girl.
I got to hear that.
You guys see it. Guys. All right. Thank you, my friend.
I love you guys.
Thank you, Dan.
No problem.
You're one of the 0.9% that
yes,
does
I am.
The show. Thank
Not
you.
Of it.
Thank you. We got a break. We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
Yeah, take it easy, honey. After all, we never seen them.
Well, it's almost worse this way, just here.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your national number. 877-365-3636 to Don and Mike Show, D.C. WJFK 202-432-1067. New York and WNEW 877-692-1027.
Well, it's
snowing. Witches of the airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Snowing to beat the band outside our Midtown Manhattan studios. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You got to look at the bright side. With a .9, you'd be legally drunk in all 50 states.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
Oh, come on now. Listen, don't let the bad rating get you down.
I'm not. I'm fine. I'm doing great.
No, you are.
I'm doing fine.
You're obsessing.
Maybe a little
a
bit.
A little bit.
Maybe a little bit. You know how bad I want to win here.
I know. Don't worry. Have we ever lost, really?
Yes. I mean, Tampa.
Okay. All right. One town that we
but
didn't
Tampa,
do well.
But Tampa, we were on a complete hole of a radio station. So even that is...
Now
you're trying to cheer me up.
I
got to start cheering you up.
No. Mike, I'm fine.
I know.
I'm fine. I'm going to take you to Duane Reade. Here's what we're doing after the show. You and I are making two stops.
Right.
First, I'm taking you to Duane Reade to get your Paxil filled. Then I'm going to take you to the apartment, and I'm going to hook you up with the super and get your keys.
I'm fine. I can do all that on my own.
No. Come with me.
I'm not going to Duane Reade, though. I'm going right to the apartment.
Okay. All right.
I'm fine.
Well, then we're going together.
If you wish.
I do.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the show, the lap dance for the Star Wars nerd who's in line in front of the movie theater in Seattle.
Excellent.
We will have a time for that dance momentarily. He will get his lap dance today at some time. Today.
Good.
While he's in line for the stupid movie in Seattle that doesn't open for 5 months.
Very good.
We will talk to him tomorrow. Also tomorrow we'll have the update of Mike moving into my building here.
Yes.
And tomorrow it's the Elvis birthday show.
Yay!
The Elvis birthday show. Coming very soon, the 2002 edition of the Slap Off.
Ah, wonderful.
Let me just say, more violent than in previous years.
Ah, very exciting.
The Slap Off. And Wednesday night, it's hot gutter ball action.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, the Dynamite Gutter Balls. And get this, Mike. This will cheer you up.
Yes.
Wearing our brand new uniforms.
Yeah.
Wearing our brand new bowling shirts.
Very good.
Wow. Wednesday night, we're going to be in Bedford, New York. We're going to take on the Bedford Fire Department.
Bedford Falls?
In the basement of the firehouse. Now, please, no spectators because we're bowling inside a firehouse.
So the public's not invited?
No, they're not. Listen for Thursday is a show, though, for taped evidence
right.
of the Gunner Ball's long-awaited return. Go Balls as we bowl against some of New York's finest.
Yeah, I hope we get some shirts and hats and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Hope so.
I'm sure we will.
That'll cheer me up.
And this will cheer you up.
Yeah.
From ESPN.com.
Now this...
the Jim Mora thing.
Kudos to Johnny for pulling this off the internet during the break.
Huh. Here we go. Go ahead now. Hit play. Here you go. Here's Jim Mora.
Crying.
I got no audio, though.
It's coming. He punches, and now he's talking.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Wait.
You're an idiot. Why do I have an idiot like you running my... Oh, hold on a second. Push it back to the beginning.
Okay.
Go all the way back to the beginning. I got to get... He doesn't even own a computer. Running the computer here.
Sorry.
La, okay. La, la.
La, la, la.
A guy who doesn't own a computer. You got it? Here he is.
Am I emotional? You're damn right I'm emotional. I apologize. I will not quit. I want to coach here. I should be the coach here.
Oh, back it up, though. That wasn't the whole thing. Was that all they put on ESPN.com?
That's all.
Well, then on ESPN... There he is crying.
Am I emotional? You're damn right I'm emotional.
You know what? See, what they've done is they've edited it down on ESPN.com.
Don't edit it!
I want to coach here. I should be the coach here.
Hey,
can I look at it?
Yeah, come on over, Mike.
You hear the punch. You can hear the punch.
Take a look at it, but it's nothing like the original is. Here you go. Hit it. Punch it up for Mike real fast. There you go. See where he's crying, Mike? He cries for about 5 minutes. Now he goes over and...
Am I emotional? You're damn right I'm emotional.
You missed him crying.
He's such a nut.
I want to coach here.
He's such a nut.
I should be the coach here.
Well, that doesn't do it justice. On tomorrow's episode, I guess we'll have the entire uncut Jim Mora press conference. But you've got to get it where he's bawling his head off.
And you know, when you see those eyebrows of his, you know, those eyebrows that, like, go up to his hairline.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Buzz?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, how come you're so down on Sacramento?
I'm not, sir. I love Sacramento. As a matter of fact, Rob, you know, I like to, like, copy Rob sometimes because I have a lot of respect for Rob, and Rob hates Sacramento.
No.
And, you know, I foolishly went along with him on that, I actually love Sacramento. I'm a very big fan of Chico and Folsom, and I've spent some great time. I love the city, I love the people, and I love the wine.
You're misrepresenting me.
I mean, we've that guy his props for getting to you, though, I think.
What's that?
The guy who had your hotline number?
What about him?
I think you got to give him his props.
Are you from Sacramento?
I am.
Wow. Well, why did you just completely ignore what I just said?
Well, I take it for a grain of salt, you know.
You take it for a grain of salt?
You're on Paxil, so...
What does that have to do with what I just told you?
Well, I was more...
What?
I was veering towards the guy who got your hotline number.
Sir, what's your name, darling?
Darling, hey, have you ever heard
Don
Christian?
Hey, you're a real good listener. Rob just asked you what your name is. Rob just asked you what your name was.
What's your name?
Sounds like a masculine Rob Spiewak.
What's that?
This guy's all over the road.
What's your name, sir?
Bob.
Bob, can you be kind?
What?
Can you be kind?
Can I be kind? I can.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Have fun in your great city.
Thank you.
For Jesus' sake. Stop it. Hope you don't get thrown through a thresher. Stop it.
Take more. You can take more.
Stop it. I will not stand for this.
That was Rob. That was Rob saying that, you dumbass.
I will not. Mike?
Sorry. I'm terribly
down
sorry.
Boy, I will not stand for this.
Sorry.
Down boy is props.
Sacramento is a great city. Love Sacramento.
See, and he's not listening to you, Don.
He got to
this
you
dumbass
good.
Is doesn't not listening
hear it.
To you.
Doesn't want to hear anything good.
No, this guy, you guys
left us. We didn't leave you, okay?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean we...
I'm talking about is you guys are on the afternoon.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Greetings from California.
Well, this isn't a crappy radio station. This is one of the best ones in California.
KHTK? Well, no, listen, now hold on.
Well, what's your point? What do you have an axe to grind? Do you have an issue?
Yeah, I do.
Well, why don't you cut through?
Hammer in Sacramento. I've been to D.C.
Why don't you cut through the crap and really tell us the way you feel instead of playing these little games?
Okay. Next time I want to buy a rock or something, I'll head to the Eastern Seaboard and I'll drop by and see you guys and buy a couple rocks and smoke out and.
See, you still can't do it. You're not able to communicate your feelings directly.
No.
You got to play these little games. What is your point, sir?
Just the way you're talking about Sacramento on Friday.
Okay, now I believe that was... Who's talking about Sacramento on Friday?
I believe he might be referring to to when we were talking about which part of the country was body parts. Was that it? That was Thursday.
Right, okay, right. Thursday. I'm sorry.
But other than the fact that you've got the facts wrong, you're right on.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, what's your name again?
Bob.
Bob, this is Don. I love Sacramento. I know everybody on the show loves Sacramento.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
Love you. Love you long time.
All right, bud.
But you are a supreme dumbass, though.
Yeah, you really are.
Hey, have you guys ever heard Todd Christensen?
You know what's amazing? He just called you a dumbass, and you just moved right by that.
Have you guys ever heard Todd Christensen?
I heard you the first time when you made your stupid comment where you said he sounds like Rob Spiewak.
Right. He does. He sounds exactly like
you
it.
Don't do your city any good when you're calling up, because when you say you're Sacramento's finest, you're not.
I didn't say I was. I live in Sacramento.
But you're calling to represent Sacramento. You, sir, are an idiot. You are an insult to all those in Sacramento who are good, kind-hearted, right-thinking Americans.
You are a dumbass extraordinaire.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, goodbye.
And I think you've been drinking, haven't you?
Take your packs on, Mike.
Have you been drinking, sir?
Not yet.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
Christ.
You seem nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, Mike, man, you a pussy, man.
Why is that?
You a pussy, Mike.
Why?
You got a lot of tough talk behind a microphone, man.
What's the
problem?
You
got people calling in your show telling you how good your show is, man. And you talking about people like they... You a pussy, man.
What did I do?
Hold on.
Hey, Don.
You're Don Geronimo. I like you. You make me laugh. You a funny dude, man. Mike, you a pussy, man. Straight up, man.
Why am I a pussy?
Don't be a tough guy on the radio, man.
Why am I a pussy?
Don't be some tough guy behind the mic, man.
Why am I a pussy? Why?
You a straight pussy,
why?
Man. Straight up, man.
F you. I'm not having a good day.
No, you're not.
I am not having a good day.
That's two calls in a row I can't make sense out of.
Jesus Christ.
Two in a row I don't get. I'm sorry.
How did I get up today?
I just don't get it.
All the drugs in the world aren't going to help me through this day.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Coach Moore here.
Yes. Who's this?
Coach Jim Mora.
Jim Mora.
I feel like Jim Mora right now. I'm going to start reacting.
I'm just trying to win a game here, and you guys are talking about the playoff.
Okay, goodbye. Mike, don't get mad at the callers.
I'm sorry. The callers are pissing me off right now.
Come on.
Tough guy in the radio. Tough guy in the radio.
God. You're tough. You're a tough guy.
More than 90,000 dumbasses.
You're very... Hey, now, don't insult the people in New York now, please. We need all the support we can get in New York.
I know.
Come on.
Sorry, I'm fine.
Go back to... Listen, hear what you do. You go to the...
You know, you're on cloud nine because he likes you.
No.
That's why I don't do that when you...
Nothing,
get, when
I am
somebody
not
calls
on,
you a pussy, I'm not over not, here giggling.
I am not on cloud nine because the guy called you a pussy. I'm simply trying to elevate the mood of the show, as I was trying to do when the dumbass from Sacramento called in.
Elevate the
That's
mood.
That's all.
Elevate the mood.
Yes!
Elevate this mood. I got your mood.
I'm sure that's going
to
happen.
No, you're not sorry. You're not sorry at all.
Mama told him not to.
That's why you're grinning. You're not sorry at all.
All right, that's what I was going to say. You know what you need?
What?
Go to the apartment. Get you set up in your place.
No, I'm going
to
do that. I don't need any help.
Then you can take 3 or 4 hours to get your jerk on.
I don't know. I don't need any help.
And to get some
I'm running out of here as soon as we leave.
No, come on. You're going over there with me.
All right.
Come on, pal.
Yeah, you're just gonna make fun of me.
No, I'm not going to make fun of you.
All right.
Not in real life.
Jeez, I tell you, just sometimes it just wears on you. You know what I mean? It really does. But I'm fine. I'll be fine right now. I think if I wasn't medicated right now, I'd be having a lot worse day.
There you go.
I think so.
Hello, Molly. I think there's a love call for you, Mike.
All right.
Molly?
Yes?
You have love for Mike?
I do. Pure and simple. Love for Mike. I take my cigarette breaks from work and come downstairs and sit in my car just so I can listen to him.
Well, thank you, Molly. I appreciate that. Where are you calling from, darling?
From Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, wonderful. It's a beautiful town. Thank you very much.
Much love.
I used
love
to,
you a long time.
I used to go to school with a fellow from Stamford, Connecticut.
Well, that's where my office is. I actually live
Would you like to hear a lovely story about my friend Kevin that I went to American University with?
Sure.
Kevin used to pull on his beanbag because it was so large. We used to say he had the biggest balls of anybody we knew.
His sack.
Yeah. And he'd actually pull it out of his gym shorts when the freshmen were going on dates and they'd be in the lounge area. Oh. And he'd come down in his bathrobe and he would pull it out to the side.
Oh, my.
And we laughed. Thank you, Molly.
That's much kudos for Stanford, then.
Yeah, I suppose that's not funny. I suppose everybody's just sitting here now like it's a funeral parlor. But, boy, when I can't do the job in the bedroom, funny. And when I'm a pussy, that's funny. I thought the Kevin story, and I'm looking over at him him.
We've heard it a million times.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You know, it's funny. What's funny is you're getting mad.
Right.
That's
okay,
funny.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to remind Mike, man, New York loves you, boy.
Thank you.
And don't forget, a good night in bed, man, that's all that counts.
That's right.
We love you, Mike.
I love sleeping,
and
too.
And Buzz, you are a hell of a character.
Thank you. Thank you.
Character.
Buzz, I've always said that, too. You are a hell of a character.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Last call. Hello there.
Hi there. You know, us in Sacramento do feel a little bit of an inferiority complex because you put out so much for New York. So I
can't imagine why you would feel an inferiority complex.
But I wanted to be the peacemaker and offer Buzz next time he comes out to Sacramento, we'll go to a nudie hot springs, a Harbinger hot spring.
Excellent. I'd love that.
Well, don't
you'll have a superior time.
Also, I was wondering if you guys saw the Fuzzy conference on MTV where all those guys dress up in those...
I can't watch that because I have
an inferiority complex.
Inferiority complex.
Well, that's just... It fits with your beanbag theme where all those guys dress up in...
Right. Okay. Goodbye.
We're going to raise ourselves up by our bootstraps. We're lying on our posterior.
Goodbye.
Yeah. You know, in Mendocino, you can have 6 plants now before they'll bust you.
All right, see you later.
Let me write that down.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And get over that inferiority complex.
Yeah.
And how is he...
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Christ.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Guess what, Rob?
Not that it matters, but he won't be hearing that other guy's call for another 4 hours.
He's listening on, there's the website.
Forgive me.
Rob has a microphone here in New York today.
Boy, do I.
Just turned off. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, what is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today, the latest on the Florida suicide pilot.
Okay.
That'll cheer things up.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
There you go. Question answered about how much time was left. Question answered.
Your one source for angry red snapper.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow, as I mentioned, we'll get word from Seattle from the dum-dums who are outside the theater waiting for the Star Wars movie.
Very good.
It's not happening for 5 freaking months. I never got to tell you today about my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That included the double date with my wife, myself, my son and his girlfriend.
Ooh, that had to be interesting.
Also tomorrow, the Elvis show.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Lisa will show you her abortion soap that she received in the mail.
Really? Abortion soap?
Fetus soap.
Ew.
That she received in the mail as a Christmas gift.
That's disgusting.
And we also have the Lisa Herndon mailbag.
Is it like placenta soap or something?
You gotta wait till tomorrow.
All right.
Also tomorrow, the Lisa Herndon lesbian love mailbag.
Oh, very good.
That's on tomorrow's show. And tomorrow, Elvis would have been...
67.
And aren't you guys going to wrestling tonight?
No, tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night.
All right, okay.
What?
And tomorrow night, we'll be celebrating with a lot of of your favorite Elvis moments, including the full, unedited Elvis rave-out tape. And rather than devote time on Elvis's love of food, tomorrow we will be focusing on Elvis's sex life.
And it's very interesting and very deviant.
Yeah, so it'd be a good show tomorrow. Here now is our friend Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
But, you know, why doesn't somebody just tell me that their microphone is off?
I just did.
Well, I know, but you, I mean, you screamed. You could have written it down.
I was just looking for a new way to do it.
Mike could have written it down as well.
I'm sorry. I didn't know his microphone was off. I wasn't even looking
at it. I was talking about when your microphone was off.
Oh, you mean I could have written it down?
You could have written down my microphone.
That'd be a better way to do it.
I'll make a sign.
Just put a list together. A book. A notebook.
Buzz is brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm coming. The 15-year-old who flew a small plane into
Right now? No.
Oh, good.
No, I'm fine.
I was going to say, really?
No, not now.
Okay.
The 15-year-old who flew a small plane into a Florida skyscraper over the weekend left a note sympathizing with and supporting Osama bin Laden.
You know, and the picture they're running of that kid.
It's goofy.
It's the wrong picture to run of a kid who's done such a heinous act.
Yeah, who's no longer with us. The boy appears to have had no terrorist ties. Those who knew him say he was a straight-A student and a loner. Charles Bishop was alone when he crashed the Cessna into a Bank of America building in Tampa. The building was mostly empty at the time, and no one inside was hurt.
I wonder what his brother thought.
His brother?
Jason. There's another joke no one gets except the people in this room.
That's all right. We know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why we have a 0.9 rating.
Sure, exactly.
We keep making jokes that only we get.
That's going up, baby.
But if you know Jason Bishop, let me tell you something.
Yep.
That was a funny joke.
And he won our fantasy football league, so it does have significance.
Yeah, hi, Lurch.
The boy died in the crash and left what police are calling a suicide note. Bishop had only about 6 hours experience in the air. He took off without an instructor or authorization. Fighter jets, two of them, and a helicopter were scrambled to intercept him, but he ignored the copter's instructions to land, and the F-15s got there too late to do anything.
Well, you know, here's my question, seriously. Don't the copters have those rocket guns,
you mean?
Yeah. If you got a guy who's flying into a building and you're on the radio and you're saying, turn around, and the guy's not turning around, just shoot his ass out of the air.
This was a Coast Guard helicopter, and I don't know that it was equipped with
probably
such weapons.
Probably not.
I don't think it was loaded. The U.S. is sending 1,500 troops to Cuba. They'll be at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, keeping watch over the prisoners of war captured in Afghanistan. First half, however, the soldiers have to build the prison. The U.S. continues to bomb the mountains of eastern Afghanistan, but there's a growing belief that Osama bin Laden and Mullah Muhammad Omar are across the border in Pakistan.
God, I get sick of this story every day. I really do. Didn't I just hear last week that we were negotiating to get the Dick Cheney of this, Osama, but the other guy?
Muhammad
Omar.
Yeah,
I mean, I know the terrain's difficult. It's just this gets unbelievably frustrating after a while.
There have been several instances in which the local fighters there have told us they believe they have the guys cornered, and then it turns out not to be true.
Well, I've got some inside information from the government. There we have a 0.9% chance of catching Osama bin Laden.
Hey, let it go, man. Well, the Pakistan rumor on bin Laden puts even more pressure on the president of Pakistan to crack down on Taliban sympathizers in his country. The U.S., meanwhile, is still offering a $25 million reward for the capture of bin Laden and $10 million for Omar. 4 months after the attack on America, the government has dropped the requirement that its baggage screeners have a high school diploma.
Good.
They don't have to have a high school diploma anymore.
Boy, this is I'm trying not to
me
get
Me don't like this bad.
This is bad. New York Senator Charles Schumer's fuming about that and the relaxing of other tough new airport security rules.
Schumer!
Quoting him, what was the point of federalizing airport security if we're just going to rehire the same people?
And if you've been in an airport, which I have recently, you'll know that they are definitely rehiring the same people.
This is Sam Huff.
Go ahead.
No, high school graduates. Schumer's fired off a letter about this to the transportation secretary. A Jordanian man in prison in Florida says he tried to warn the FBI last summer that Al-Qaeda was planning an attack on New York. But Waleed Arkay says he was ignored. Arkay says he befriended 3 Al-Qaeda members in a British prison. He says he later relayed what he'd learned from them to the FBI, hoping for a break on his own prison sentence. He says he mentioned multiple targets and even the World Trade Center, but he says the agents told him, is that all you have? He says he never heard from the agents again until the afternoon of September 11th.
Well, you know, let me just say on the FBI's behalf, I'm sure that they, prior to September 11th, would get calls all the time
from
guys.
Right, absolutely.
Saying that this stuff was going to happen.
A lot of equally vague tips and threats. A half dozen New Yorkers say the government's wrong to rule out terrorism in the crash of American Airlines 587. That's the plane that went down in Queens in mid-November. These six witnesses, including a retired cop, a fire chief, and a former firefighter, have sent a letter to the National Transportation Safety Board demanding to be heard at an upcoming hearing. The government's planning to only let experts testify at that hearing, not witnesses.
You're listening to news to elevate your mood.
But these, it's just today's news, you
know? Yes.
These six New
Yorkers. Come on, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Come on, buddy.
I'm getting bummed out. I'm getting bummed out about all this terrorism.
Come on, buddy. You and me after the show today. Come on. Taking a cab together.
Yeah.
We're going to our building together.
Our building. Yes,
come on, buddy.
Yep. Get my mattress. These six New Yorkers say they saw the plane explode in flames before the tail broke off. The government report doesn't mention any explosion.
Mm-hmm. Here's come on, Mike. Think about it. Think about your personal shopper.
Yeah.
Think about that.
D.
D?
Yeah. D from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Hello, D.
All right.
You know, we've not even talked about what she told you.
No, I'll have to tell you all about it tomorrow.
Oh, I'll save it for tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
I will save it for tomorrow, but I had a wonderful woman who helped me so much with my bath towels.
This is garbage.
You don't want this item. This is garbage. I don't want to get her in trouble, but no. She was just very honest with me.
This is garbage. What you've selected is garbage.
This is not what you want.
Honest is good.
It's not what you want. It's garbage. Get the good one. Thank you, D. It's garbage.
They're choosing the jury members today. For
I love you, Mike.
What?
I just threw that in there. She didn't say that to me.
What the hell's that?
It's just my wishful thinking.
Fantasy on his part.
You could please me.
Wow.
He's extrapolating.
I am.
They're choosing the jury members today.
I've heard about you.
I've heard about you. You can go all night without pleasing yourself. But you please the women greatly.
Jury selection today for the Texas woman who allegedly drowned her kids. I'll skip right over that and on to the happy news.
Why don't you like Sacramento, Mike?
I love you. Heirs, I love you, Michael.
Heirs of the Three Stooges will get profits from posthumous depictions of Moe, Larry, and Curly thanks to a ruling by the United States Supreme Court.
Wow. Good. That's good. And you know what I think? I think
we talked to one of those ladies that mm-hmm. there was, I think, the daughter of Moe.
Was it Moe's daughter or was it Larry's daughter?
Curly's daughter. I think her name is Jane Hankey, and she lives in Westminster, Maryland.
All right.
Wow.
The thing that I think is the biggest disgrace to the Stooges are those Verizon commercials.
Oh, right.
Where they have the guys... They're not even good enough to do that Forrest Gump thing where you take an old movie and you insert mm-hmm. someone in it.
Exactly.
They have Stooge lookalikes.
I know, and it's terrible.
Who are sitting on a couch and the woman is saying that we have to work out the problems. Larry, don't hit Mo.
And now they're going to get their money for that.
Good, good.
Finally.
Stooge's family's getting their money.
After many years of battle, the court bypassed a chance to give First Amendment protection to photographers and artists who specialize in celebrities, turning back an appeal from Los Angeles artist Gary Satterup. The justices did not comment in refusing to review the case that pitted freedom of expression against property rights.
You know, that's got to be an incredible amount of money, I would think. I mean, you can't possibly even calculate how much money they're going to get for all that stuff.
Oh, and Buzz, we have to break. I do want to tell you, though, on the instant feedback, that we have been given what is supposed to be the universal excuse for bad ratings.
Okay. Yes.
So if you want the universal excuse, you want to use it, you want to say 9/11.
Yeah. So that's, absolutely.
That's the reason that we have a 0.9 share in the ratings is because 9/11.
Well, okay.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
I understand.
I'm reading that now.
Yes.
I'm reading that now that right. is the universal excuse mm-hmm. to use if you have poor ratings these days to say that it's the events of 9/11.
All right, but we're not going to do that.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. No. We're going to stand on our own 2 feet.
I'm telling you, that's the universal excuse. I mean, Buzz was just heavy on the stuff about 9/11. Maybe you think I just read that.
Right.
You know, that's the that's like the Band-Aid.
Sure.
That's the all-purpose Band-Aid.
Right. It's going to get better, ladies and gentlemen.
It's 9/11.
It's going to get better.
9/11. Something tells me, even if the World Trade Center was still standing, we'd still have a 0.9.
I kind of have to agree with you there.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't have a rejoiner tape there. It's because I was just getting this information. If you're listening to us in Seattle on the Buzz 100.7 FM, this afternoon between noon and 12:30 Seattle time, Jasmine from NorthwestCenterfolds.com will be stopping by to give Jeff Tweeten a private lap dance.
Excellent. Well, I think he'll remember us for that.
In a trailer as he sits in front of the, see, where's this happening?
Cinerama.
Cinerama Theater in Seattle, waiting for the premiere of the Star Wars movie, which is not for five more months.
Very good.
So if you're listening to us in Seattle, what you want to do now, if you get a chance on your lunch hour, is go down to the Cinerama Theater and watch this guy.
Yeah.
Get his lap dance, or at least watch him go into the van
by the river
to get his lap dance. Okay?
Very good for him, and I guess we'll have to talk to him tomorrow and find out how it went.
And we hope that some of you guys listening to the show on The Buzz will show up and call us tomorrow and tell us what you saw. The website is www.northwesterncenterfolds.com. The broad's name is Jasmine. She'll be down there taking care of the idiot who's in front of the movie theater.
Jasmine, you don't hear that much with strippers.
There are the Touchstones. Caller 100 right now. You know the phone numbers. Back to Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. 2 hours into the flight from New York to Buenos Aires, Rodrigo D'Ambrosio started hassling the United Airlines flight crew. These days, that in itself is a crime. When they told him they'd have to land unless he settled down, he urinated on a row of seats.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. And threatened to bring the plane down in a fireball. He was apparently full of cocaine, alcohol, and prescription sleeping pills at the time.
I can relate.
The flight crew finally subdued him. He's now facing up to 20 years in prison.
Oh, Rodrigo.
And Lord of the Rings is the top movie for the third weekend in a row, including the Cinerama in Seattle.
Yes, it is, buddy.
The $23 million it made this week pushes it over the $200 million mark.
Where's the wizard?
The oldest son, by the way, of the book's author. Meanwhile, the oldest son is being questioned by police in England. 84-year-old Reverend John Tolkien is a retired Roman Catholic priest. Several men have
was he touching boys?
Now accused him of sexually assaulting them when they were children.
See, that's all you have to do is say Roman Catholic priest.
Everybody
and immediately,
that.
I know, he's touching boys.
That's it.
Peter Fondle. Which used to be my radio name long ago.
A long time ago. What's father give you for a BJ?
What?
Two Snickers and a Milky Way. There you go.
The old joke. In sports, the New York Jets are in the playoffs after beating Oakland yesterday by 2. Washington Redskins coach Marty Schottenheimer's meeting today with team owner Dan Snyder. Word is,
well, it could be anything.
What did I tell
you? You got to fire him before you get your replacement coach.
The man likely to be the new general manager doesn't want to work with Schottenheimer, we're hearing. The Skins finished their season yesterday at 8-8 with a 3-point win over Arizona. And tonight, the last Monday Night Football
game. I love just looking at Mike when I look at him like, I told you.
My whole thing is I don't think Spurrier's going to want to come to Washington.
No, Spurrier wants to come to Washington. Yeah, right. You're right, Rob, because of the greenbacks. Because Snyder will pay him more than anybody else will pay
him. I don't doubt that, and I think he might go somewhere else for less money.
That's the bet. The stakes are a pie in the face.
A pie.
A cream pie. Tonight, the last Monday Night Football game of the regular season, featuring the Vikings and the Ravens, and Carolina Panthers coach George Seifert, whose team ended the season with an NFL record 15 straight losses, says he was fired today. Seifert came out of retirement to the Panthers in 1999 with the best winning percentage in NFL history.
Well, didn't the team announce or did George Seifert just come out of his front porch in his bathroom and said, hey, I think they fired me today.
In the afternoon, I was fired.
More of the latter, apparently.
George Seifert.
And finally, some California Catholics are upset about an art exhibit that features figurines of the Pope and some nuns defecating.
Oh, no.
The exhibit is at a museum that's funded in part by tax dollars. It's the popular new Food, Wine, and Arts Museum in the Napa Valley.
Oh, I gotta take a big one.
Now,
how about you, Sister Mary Elephant?
Class.
Oh, my bowels are on fire.
Class.
Shut up!
The museum claims the figurines...
I have to drop a deuce. Not later.
Fresh from your oven.
Museum says the squatting figurines symbolize the cycle of eating and the fertilization of the earth.
Oh,
the
God.
President of the Catholic
Look
League...
Look at my poop poop. Look at it. Don't. No. Sister Mary. Friend.
Class.
Well, I'm speaking about something totally different.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
Well, then that's different then.
Don't just look at it.
And say that.
Eat it.
He likes American Psycho.
Love it.
Great movie, Your Holiness.
Love it.
The president of the Catholic League responded this way about the artist's work. Why couldn't he have chosen the Lone Ranger and Tonto instead? Or better yet, just Tonto and a few of his Indian buddies, end quote.
Nice.
That comment, according to the museum spokeswoman, is insulting to American Indians.
Look at my BM. My big Pope Catholic BM.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Don't just look at it. We gotta go. Thank you for all the great phone calls today. You know, I don't know what happened. Well, I know what happened. I mean, I know what happened, but I don't know what happened today that it got away from us. I had a whole show planned and...
Well, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes those are the best shows, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you for listening wherever you are. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm Paul 100.
Yeah, right. You are. And what's your name?
It's Ken.
Ken, where are you from?
Jersey.
Ah, listen, you're part of the 0.9%. My friend, you want a DVD copy of the original Mad Max and the DVD of the Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
How come you didn't give me that the first time I won?
This is not the same guy, is it?
It definitely is.
This is the same guy?
Same guy.
Hey, you're not allowed to call.
Sure I am. I didn't.
No, you're not.
No, it wasn't even the same guy.
That's right.
Hello.
Who knows?
Oh, what's going on here? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Say it. I don't get it.
No.
I'm not having any luck with the telephones. Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Thank you.
Yes, there you go. Thank you. Hold on. Who's typing this on the screen to me now? Is that you, Lisa? Okay. There's too many things happening at once today.
A lot of plates spinning right now.
My friend, your caller 100, you have actually won the DVD of Mad Max, The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. Go to Circuit City or Borders today. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on. Okay.
There we go.
I was getting on one screen that it wasn't, in fact, the same guy who called earlier in the show. That guy who just called was a ball buster.
Well, thank you. That information is completely useless. That's it. That was an Artie joke.
Hold on. And then, as I'm going to get the next caller, Lisa types on the screen that we actually have, we've always timed out the show to end now.
Uh-huh. Right.
When we're supposed to end, and we now have an extra 90 seconds a day.
Really? Wow.
So now, we busted ass to get done on time, and now we have, that's all right, Lisa, we have 90 seconds.
90 seconds from right now, or would it be 60 seconds now?
Now it's about a minute 15.
About a minute 15?
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for my behavior today. I know some of you callers I may have been a little rough on. You have to understand there's some things going on in my life right now that are making me very sad and very angry. And please accept my most humble apologies, especially those of you in Sacramento, California. Amen. There, I've said my piece, Don. I appreciate that. Thank you for giving me that opportunity.
Now, this is me, Don. I'd like to apologize for nothing.
There you go.
Except for reading the ratings backwards today. Which was a major F-up. Sorry about that. Buzz?
I have nothing to apologize for except possibly depressing news stories, which I really have no control over.
And, Lisa? What would you like to apologize for, honey?
For being too darn cute.
Here we go. And you saved the best for last.
Rob,
yeah.
your apology?
Why?
There you go.
Why apologize? Okay. See you tomorrow. Rob, please throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
You know what? I didn't say good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
and
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, neighbor.
You ready, buddy?
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Till we meet again.
Oops.
Bye-bye.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.